Blog Talk Radio.
I'm still up here fucking with the boy, man. Ain't called me. Ain't nobody on it. Nope.
Yeah. It might be short and sweet. Who knows?
Always come in slow and after.
Everybody's got to straighten out something sometime. I don't care how old you are or how young you are.
Don't
I don't care
come
if you're
in
married,
so fast.
Single, divorced,
because
engaged,
so many people call so many areas of dogs.
You got to straighten out something every
that
now.
If they don't get in before them 100 people get on,
but I want you to think about
they can't
all
get on,
the
they have to go through other people's lines.
That you've heard somebody say,
yeah,
let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said it. Now, the reason why I say that is, well, let's face it, most of the time, it's a man who makes it crooked in the first place. We don't mean no harm. That's just the way we are. Sometimes we do have a tendency to take you for granted, don't we?
Last time, that early day when I laid down and started talking, man, I found it so fucked up.
But I believe a woman feels things deeper than a man.
Breathe, my voice changed.
I don't care what nobody says.
I
believe a woman loves stronger than a man.
I'm trying to talk.
Because you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand. I know because, you see, I'm speaking from experience. Because I came home one day, and my woman was just going all around the house, not having very much to say. And I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye, and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Don't you keep on telling me
everything's
okay. Cause if it wasn't, you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby. Sitting around pouting all day long.
All day long.
I'm not.
minute. No, no, Lord. Leave the bed alone. Baby, 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 I got it on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions video show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
spell you. Good evening, grudge world. I want to come in and say hello to each and every one of you all. God bless you all. Hope he continue to keep blessing you all. Tonight I wanted to come in and say this is the Clocks Off production with Brother Leroy, the main man of the Clocks Off organization. He established the Clocks organization in order for the goodwill of people to come in and fellowship, enjoy each other, have fun, and watch some good racing as well as good grudge racing, period. It's all about racing, you all. You know, I just want to kind of, I'm trying to wait on everybody to kind of get on so they can get ready and get the show kicked off. But in between what we're going to do, I got a little something that I just want to kind of speak on, because I've been sitting back doing a lot of listening, and the listening that I'm doing, I'm hearing a whole lot of things that's going down. And when it's going down, a lot of us don't even have an idea of really actually what's going on. But in my own personal point of view, each and every time that it's a race, period, you're representing. If you do it in town, you're representing. If you do it out of town, you're representing. A lot of people don't understand what the representation means of what you do. See, regardless of whether you want to represent, you're going to represent, because somebody's going to turn around and say, well, he's from Chicago, he ain't nothing. Or he's from Chicago, he can a butt. Or he's from Chicago, man, he can get down. You know, he's from Georgia, he can get down, whatever the case is. So I'm briefly just speaking on that because there's a whole lot of energy in my point of view and in my opinion that's being wasted. I want to see if all this energy gonna go to use when it comes time to get down. Cause it's time to get down now. They kicked off a show today for Streetcar, and they getting ready to kick off another one for Test and Tunes, and then after that, it's gonna be Grudge Racing. I just want to know if the Lord blessed me and everybody that I know, you know, to get an opportunity to hear about this, see it, or be a part of it, you know. And me and Brother Eddie, we come on here all the time, you know, to do this here. Because at one point in time, they got to a point where it was so confused until you couldn't understand actually really what was going on with all the new changes being made and the mama and the daddy show and all that different kind of stuff. You know, I don't know. I just don't do that. You know, y'all can come on the show because, like I said, and I'll say it again, like I've been saying all the time, I'm not putting up this show because I want no glory. I'm not even interested in having glory. But I'll tell you what I am. I am doing this here for fellowship. Nobody got to give me a quarter. I ain't asked nobody for no quarter. I ain't looking for that. The only thing I'm looking for, fellowship. See, because I'm not the one that made up the word fellowship. If you look in the Bible, you find it. You know, that's for us to get together, enjoy one another, have fun, communicate with one another, and do what we do. You know, so my thing with that is it's going to be a good thing to see it happen because, like I always said, and I'll say it again, Chicago, and from the time that I can remember, which is a lot of stuff I have forgot, but, you know, that's all part of life as you go along. You're going to get something added or something taken away one way or the other, you know. Always have been one of the greatest states when it comes to this game called grudge racing or drag racing. You know, because, you know, I've seen times where the amount of races that they have in 1 year almost happened in two months or 2 or 3 months back in the days. You know, it's more talking now and more hating now than it was back then. You know, you didn't have to lock in. A guy pulled up to your garage. He pulled up to your door and tell you, hey, man, I'm not letting you out of here, man. Not unless you're going to race. If you ain't going to race, then I'm going to block your garage off and you can't come out. You know, and a lot of guys didn't like that stuff. They tell them, all right, man, move your car out the way, man. Let's go get it on, you know. And that's what it's all about. That's what the grudge game is all about, racing, going out there having fun. You just have to accept the fact that it's going to be a winner and it's going to be a loser. So it's how you play the game. Grudge doesn't mean to hate nobody or be mad with somebody or all that kind of stuff. It's competing. That's what that is, competing against one another. So if you think you can do it, get in this game and do this here without somebody winning or losing, then you need to make another choice in games to get in because this ain't the one. You know, so I just wanted to kind of briefly speak on that just to put a little gas on the fire. You know, because, you know, like I said, I want to see them guys and I want to hear them guys come back and do like they used to do and get out there because Chicago, like I say, is one of the greatest, you know, towns that it is when it comes to this game, you know. And the Midwest has always been great representatives when it comes to the game. So with that being said, I want y'all to know that it's still an open floor. It's always an open floor anytime you come on Uncle Larry's show because, like I said, I'm not looking for no publicity or nothing. But I'm just
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's
happening? Uncle Larry, old doggy, how you doing, man? Look at him.
Uncle Larry.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, either you a dumbass or I'm a dumbass. Now, one of us a dumbass, Uncle Larry. let me tell you what I mean, Uncle Larry. Let me tell you what I mean.
Go ahead.
I heard everything you said, and everything you said made sense. But now, last night, I was listening to a dumbass from up that way saying if you don't race in your own state, it don't count for shit, Larry. So explain that to me. That's got to be a dumb motherfucker to me, Uncle Larry. Excuse my French.
Hey, what a dog. I'm gonna tell you just like this here. We spoke on that. I didn't understand it myself. I didn't understand it myself, dog.
Yeah.
I was confused.
Yeah. You know.
If you don't
race in your own town, it don't mean shit. That's a bad.
I think
when you race out of town, and a joker recognizes that's more. That's been racing in your own town to me now. Ain't nothing wrong with racism in your own town. But like I said, when you can go to somebody else's door and they can recognize your ass, that means you must be kicking some ass.
Hey, Willie Dawg, anytime you go in race, I wouldn't give a damn to go in the basement and race. And you win.
Okay.
You got,
so me and you ain't no dumbass then, Uncle Ed. Me and you ain't no dumbass then. Because I said to myself, I was scared to speak on that because I'm saying, damn, what kind of dumbass sense do that make?
I don't know. I just I didn't say anything. I didn't make no comment or no kind of remark on it. But we did happen to speak on it because I feel like anytime you engage, that's representation and that's credibility. You know,
exactly.
Win, lose, or draw.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's why I said, man, you must be two dumbasses to did it. I'm glad you straightened that out because I was over here feeling some kind of way. I thought I was a dummy. I'm glad. Okay. All right. I feel better now, Uncle Larry. I feel better now.
You feel better with it?
Yeah, I feel better now,
yes,
Uncle Larry, because I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm a dumbass, but Uncle Larry just said the same. He must be a dumbass with me. Okay.
Lord have mercy. The dumbass.
Yeah, kids, you ever heard the dumb shit like that, kid? If you raised somewhere else, it don't count.
I just got on. I didn't hear you.
No, you was on last night, though, when a motherfucker said, if you don't raise in your own hometown, it don't count.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
I ain't going to call no names. I ain't going to call Jeremiah name because I don't want him to get mad.
Right. Don't call Jeremiah a name, man, because that's going to be some dumb shit he said.
I wouldn't say Jeremiah name. That wouldn't be right.
The same shit.
That wouldn't be right to say
yeah,
Jeremiah, man,
shit.
Man. I wouldn't say it either.
Yeah. I ain't going to call his name because, you know, I'm scared to call his name. I ain't going to call his name.
You got professionals and shit go all across the country. If they don't race in their hometown or whatever, it don't count or whatever, huh? Man, get the fuck out of here.
Just say JD, dog. Don't get me wrong.
Everybody want to see their local people race. They want to see them. But if you leave your hometown and another joker from somewhere else recognize you and says something, to me that means a lot for them to even know you from out of town. So I don't know when to hear Jeremiah get that dumb shit from. Oh, I forgot.
This goddamn pandemic going to fuck the world up.
What did happen now, kid?
I'm just saying. It just done fuck the world up. Motherfucker talking all crazy and shit.
Yeah. Well, I'll be damned. Okay, I'm straight now. Thank you, Uncle Larry. At first, I was feeling some kind of way, Uncle Larry. Damn.
He probably didn't mean to say that. I hope he didn't.
Yeah, he meant to say it because he said it more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept saying it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I thought maybe he was going to come on later on and explain himself, but maybe he was talking about because he don't go out of town and he don't go nowhere but his own backyard. So, and I don't see why he said it because his main teammate, they go all over the world.
Yep, they do.
Yeah, so you trying to tell me Z ain't worth a shit? You trying to tell me Z ain't worth a damn? That man, he do more traveling from up there than damn me anybody up there, damn me.
Okay, I got a question for you. Ain't going to try to put nobody on the spot. But now Zay is throwing a race, right?
Uh-huh.
He's planning on racing, right?
Yep.
Now, if he win a race or whatever, at the race that they're throwing, I guess it won't count. Am I correct?
It comes out of town.
Because it damn sure out of town. It's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio. It ain't in Indiana or Illinois or whatever. It's in Ohio. That's why I started laughing as soon as you said it, because I know where you was going.
I was just wondering. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Talk to me a little bit, y'all.
He fell asleep already.
No, I said talk to me. Yes, sir.
Uncle Larry, I might not get you in no trouble, but Uncle Larry, if you hosting the show now, Now, if I jump on Leroy, even though Leroy, the host of the show, the sponsor of the show and all that, do you supposed to keep it real, though? Do you supposed to keep it real, even if I'm at Leroy trying to raise him?
You got to keep it real, dog, all the way through.
Even if you like it or you don't like it, though, right?
If you like it or don't like it, you got to keep it real.
All right. I just want to make sure. I just want to make
no
sure.
There's no substitute for the truth.
All right, then. Well, that's the damn case, then. All right, I'm going to spit this here, and I want y'all to keep it real. I was supposed to be opening the gates at 41 today. Somebody told me they wasn't running at 41 and they wasn't going to be open. So I was finna come there and get on his ass, and he was going to get on my ass.
You wouldn't have been able to, dog. You know why? Because they wasn't going to allow no grudge racing today. And they was running off a flashlight today. It was street car day.
Okay.
100 feet in front of the regular side. 100 feet in front of the regular sideline, dog.
Okay. I'm
like
going back
nowhere.
On mute. Then I'm going back on mute. Yeah. I'm going back on mute. I hold my comments to later. Then. All right. I'm glad y'all said
like
because I was just finna let loose. Goddamn it! I was finna let loose.
Yeah, they didn't have no grudge race. It seemed like they had a pretty little nice crowd out there from what I saw. Drag Nation.
Well, you always have a crowd when everybody is cooped up and made like they want to go to track. So quite naturally, you always have a damn crowd. Shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, because down here, many races we have out here, when they have a show, because they've been cooped up, man, they've been filling up. Everybody been filling up their damn shows. All the shows down here been full lately.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's good for the game. Glad to see everybody.
It's always like that, though, kid. Normally, when they first start out, you know, the jokers that had the shows in the first couple of months when the tracks just started open, always do pretty good. Then it start thinning out, especially down here, because we have so many damn races and so many different tracks.
We never could compete with y'all.
They love it so much. And I done seen some tracks when they open the damn track. The damn stands be damn near empty. I'm saying, what the hell going on? All the motherfuckers that be on these shows talking shit should have filled the damn stands up damn near.
Yep.
And they be worried about, oh, I ain't going there because they throwing the race. Oh, I ain't going there because they throwing the race. Bad racing is racing. Who gives a damn who throwing the damn race?
Well, now when they go out on the street, they might see people out there they don't like whatever, but they still go out on the street or whatever, right?
Yeah, but I don't talk about the street racing that much, kid. I just don't talk about it.
Man, these people tickle the shit out of me.
It's just an excuse not to race.
These people tickle the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I saw Leakin crank up his stuff. The whole thing looked good inside.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he looking good.
Yeah.
He looking good.
Another elf body.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Blah, 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 blah.
I say that, dog. I'm just saying what it is.
Well, I'm just saying, line all them motherfuckers up. I'll fuck them all in one day.
Damn, you gonna do them like you was at a bowling alley or something, dog?
Yeah, just dominoes. Bowling that up, dominoes. I can't bowl no more, but I can play dominoes. Line them up like dominoes.
And knock them all down, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, put them in. Yeah, you can put them in a curve. You want them still gonna knock their ass down.
That is so disrespectful.
Leakin' Leon,
Mudbone,
Tim House. Line them all up and put them all in the line.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, dog, you gonna make us not want to come out, man? We scared.
Shit, you ain't coming out nowhere. So what the difference?
Oh man.
Now we really ain't coming out. Shit, we got to worry about dogs.
Ain't nobody admitting nothing. You ain't coming out no damn way. You never talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, ain't nothing talking about.
Stay out of this, man. Hey, did I hear Brother D say he sold his car? Was he telling the truth?
I thought I heard that. Oh, man.
He must have sold it to an antique dealer or some shit.
Oh, man, not the antique dealer.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this here, man. I saw one of the Brother D. Skirt with that car out there, man, and ain't no antique motherfucker no more. It's just a body with all new tats here up under that bitch.
Are you talking about Brother Deacon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but by the time he races, it'll be antique.
Oh, man.
It might be then, but right now it's brand fucking new.
Man, anything, it could be brand new and still antique. I got a brand new Holly Red pump.
I hear you.
That's a good example, dog. But I'll tell you, he got the old boy laid that car out.
You think I'm playing?
Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
The
only thing that's antique on that car right now.
I don't need no more advertisement. I got it. I don't need no more advertisement.
This ain't for you, dog. This is a kid.
Oh, okay. I'm gone. I thought I was talking to me.
What is that?
The only thing antique on that car now is the tree that they left in through the roof. They were going through the hood, man. Still got the tree.
Shit, it ought to be blooming now. The spring is here. It ought to be blooming now.
Hey, what is out?
Talk to me. Talk to me.
I ask you a question. You said
yes, sir.
Leon and Mudbone and all of them. You talking about Mudbone 1 or Mudbone 2? Are you talking about both?
Anything. They already told me about Eddie's second car. I don't know nothing about it, but if Eddie got anything to do with it, I don't give a damn about it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay.
So if I done got tricked, I'm going to just have to get tricked. If they got me, that'll be the one they put on me, but they can't say I didn't run them because I'm DP ready to run the Mudbone 2, 3, or 4, whatever the fuck it is. Anything
ooh,
with Mudbone. Yeah,
all three of them.
Yeah, whatever. Lottie Dottie.
Anybody.
Any goddamn body.
Name that's Mudbone. A Mudbone associated with. Yeah.
Damn.
I ain't going to be like anybody else. Bag down. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I might say, oh, shit. I done stepped in some dog shit, but, hey, I'm about to step in it if I said it. I'm a man of my word.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
You might be interviewing dog and getting answers, but your ass included in that ass whooping, I keep telling you now. He said, anybody got something to do with it
now. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I just let him know, dog.
I ain't ducking down there. I wear mine real well.
Well, okay.
I put it out there, so I gotta take it.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
got a point down there.
Yes, sir.
Got a point down there.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I ain't coming with y'all. Come on, y'all ain't got nobody else from y'all own area to make y'all show. Come on now. Well, all them motherfuckers sitting up there, no damn well ain't at the racetrack.
All that energy, like I told them, all that energy, if they use all that energy at the track that they use on these shows, it would be the greatest show on earth.
That's right.
Oh, man, not the Ringling Brothers.
Man, with the elephant.
Yes, right. Sir.
With the elephant. Come on now. We're going to see, though. We're going to see. We got a test and tune after the test and tune session is over with. It's time to grudge. We're going to see. We got a list over here with them names. We don't want to have to put a check by them because if we do, they're going to have to get that deep fried out of
there. Uh-oh.
It's ready. It's ready. I had it redone over the winter time, man. It's ready.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Matter of fact, maybe I'll drop dog in the grease right now for talking that bullshit. No, he's going to get his ass whooped.
No, you can't dump me in no goddamn grease. Y'all motherfuckers backing up. You should dump your own goddamn ass in the grease.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm raising damn near every damn week. I'm raising at least once a week.
Oh, man.
So if you're going to dump a motherfucker in the grease, dump your goddamn stuff in the grease for that just talking.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to dunk Chuck in the grease from hiding from goddamn Tim House.
You can't dunk, you can't dunk him in no grease neither, because Tim House ain't racing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
God damn it.
Well.
He said, God, look. He said, God damn
it. If a joker, DC, y'all really can't dunk nobody up there technically in the grease because y'all ain't really supposed to be racing yet.
Well,
really can't
right. Well, the dog, if both of them do race, if neither one of them going to be racing at home, so it don't count.
Well, we ain't going to even entertain that dumb shit that person was talking about, Uncle Larry, because that don't make no goddamn sense.
I swear.
So we ain't going to even. I just wanted to make sure me and you both weren't two dumbasses. That's all I wanted to make sure. Because I thought I was the only one a dumbass. Then I heard you say the same shit I was thinking. So I'm saying, damn, that must be some kidding to me. He must be some kidding to me then.
Well, we were talking about it last night and the day earlier. And that's what prompted Larry to bring it on the show, because the damn show needs to just say it, because it might have something.
Damn show. Too. I'm glad he did then.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it on my show Monday. I was going to bring it on my show Monday, too.
And still do, because there's probably be some people missing on this show that ain't heard it. And they probably be like, damn, you hear that?
Yes, sir.
And then it go against everything motherfucker be talking about. Oh, they don't ever give us no credit for this, or don't give us no credit for that. Okay, you just said, shit, if they and Randy and Donnie and them come out and beat everybody down, and we don't even post nothing about it, because they went in there on their own time. From what he said.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It don't count.
I think I'm about to get Jeremiah on the show to let him talk to the audience and see what they said. And Eddie, quit talking about you. All these blog talk shows on the same level, man. They're on the same level. So quit damn downgrading your show, man. I heard you the other night always downgrading your show, man.
No, I ain't downgrading my show, but you got a bigger flow than me. That's all I'm saying. You got a big audience.
That don't mean,
you know
that
what
don't
I'm
mean
saying?
You know little boy just called. That don't mean you know little boy. So stop saying that.
I don't see nothing wrong with keeping it real, dog. But, hey, don't bother me none. The truth is the truth.
It ain't the truth. Just because, New York is a bigger state than goddamn Alabama. So that don't mean – what that mean? Don't mean they better. Don't mean it's just a big. It's got a more a wider area.
No.
That's all that means.
No.
Right, got a wider area, so it's more advertisement. That's all I'm saying. More people listening.
The more I think about this shit, what Jeremiah said, it's just fucked up. Now Bobby Cole can have this race.
I swear, kid, me too, kid. I'm saying, how can he say that dumb shit?
Bobby Cole finna have
it,
this.
Was he saying it because he don't go out of town, and so he was trying to make himself look better, or what?
No, he's just
Bobby
saying
Cole,
it because
Bobby Cole finna
have
Bobby Cole finna have Bobby Cole finna have this race, and damn near half the motherfuckers in Chicago are gonna be down there. Now all the races that they be involved in, you mean tell me they're not gonna count?
Don't make no damn sense.
No, that much. They might want to stay home.
Hey, y'all got to know, Jeremiah no better than what he said. He just didn't have nothing else to say. He just wanted to say some aggravating shit to Chuck them last night. That's all it was.
Oh, man.
Because he'd be out of town himself.
Them boys might well say that money. Yeah, well, he was down there in Florida.
That's right.
Oh, man. That goddamn Jeremiah.
He just had nothing else to say. He just wanted to argue with Chuck and everybody last night and make them argue. That's all.
Yeah, I guess you got a point,
Eddie. He did a good job, but it was a dumbass argument, though.
Oh, man.
He's about dumbing the losers to the White House. Kid, he about dumbing the people that fight losers to the White House.
Well,
I'm
going to see why Terry
from the call the show.
Yeah, attention and action call so we get on the staff from him.
I see why Terry don't go out of town. Shit, if you win a race, it ain't going to count. Terrio smarter than anybody.
You got a point there, dude. You got a point there.
Terrio got them smarter than anybody.
Y'all got them point there.
Lord, have mercy. Yes, indeed.
Hey, you can say what you want to though. Oh, goddamn, he brought up a good point about some shit that y'all, that went by y'all head now. Jeremiah brought up a damn good point. He said he don't never hear Sham on Big Eddie's show and vice versa shit. He brought up a good point on that.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, well, I guess you got a point there.
Damn right he got a point.
Well, if you want me to explain that, dog, I ain't got no problem with it. Because
he ain't got to explain it. I'm just saying he brought up a damn good point, and from what I see, he was telling the truth.
Yeah, and he damn right he's telling the truth. That's why you ain't see me come on and say you're a lie, because he ain't lying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they say Sam be listening to my show, but
I lay back and listen to all this shit. I be listening to all this shit.
Sam probably listen to my show, but he just won't hit the one button, and I listen to Sam's show. And I have hit the one button to the point where I say, let me stop, because he won't let me in on the show.
Real grimy.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't no need in me to keep on hitting the one button, texting
hold
things
minute,
to him to on the show.
You trying to tell me Sham didn't let you on the show, though?
Several times. And then I had somebody else come on my show that can verify.
I don't believe that now, Costa. What reason, not let you on the show? What reason does he have not to let you on the show?
Dog.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Yeah. Okay,
I had somebody else that didn't believe me. It came on my show 3 or 4 times and raised their hand themselves and didn't get on because it was my number they raised their hand on. So I asked them when they do it now to please don't raise my hand, my number up on Sam's show because I don't want him to feel like I'm kissing his ass
until
trying
Sham,
to get on the
I'm
show.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Until I hear Sam say it. No, I don't want him. I didn't open his mic on my show.
You think he'll say it?
I don't believe it.
You think he'll say it?
Huh?
You think he'll say it? Because
if he man enough,
came on
if he,
and
if
made
he
a big thing.
Not to damn open your mic, y'all be mad enough to say you don't want your motherfucking ass on there. Yes.
Hey, dog.
Uh-huh.
Then a dude came on the show Thursday and said, Sam, don't open my mic. Skin went off on the dude, told the dude he was a liar. And all that kind of shit. And Sam came right in and said, why wouldn't I open his mic and all that? Preacher Boy, also another person that Sam won't open his mic from time to time. It all depends on how he feel about you.
I ain't saying y'all lying, but this is what I'm finna say right now.
Okay.
I don't believe Sam deliberately didn't open y'all mic. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say that right now until I hear him say himself, I don't want him on my show. Then I can say, okay, you right. That's your show. But I want to hear that one damn, because otherwise I don't believe.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Yeah, well, he don't. I'm telling
because
you, he didn't make it so bad. I thought
That's why we put BET out of business. If you're going to have a public blog talk show, whether you like a motherfucker
that's right.
or not,
shouldn't be personal.
You're supposed to open the fucking
that's
mic,
right.
whether you like the motherfucker or not.
But look,
at least
you're
supposed to get
the
courage to open a motherfucker mic, because that's some bitch shit of not opening the mic to, when a motherfucker
hey,
dog, is the one.
Ask me this question. If Sham hit the one button on my show, every once in a while somebody say something to Sham that he want to rebuttal to, and he hit the one button, he be in there talking. I don't do him the same way just because he do me that way. I let him in.
Okay, now
I let anybody in my show.
I say you do. All I'm saying is I'm a probably call Sham myself and ask him. And if he tell me I don't want him on the show, then I'm gonna respect it. But I'm gonna tell him he was dead ass wrong. But I'm gonna respect what he said because it's his show. You know, that's why I just asked Uncle Larry if I draw it on Leroy, would he still keep it even? See, because I do some shit on my show I don't like it, you know, but if I'm on the talk show, I'm supposed to keep that shit sort of down the middle, you know. I'm supposed to use, you know, even though we all got our own bias, but, you know, you still, I ain't going to deny nobody not to open the mic, though. I ain't going to never do that now. I ain't going to do that now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I can't tell nobody else how to run their show.
Right.
Yep.
I will come in and ask them to tone it down, But you ain't never heard nobody.
I'll mute them if you try to make a point, Uncle Larry. If you try to make a point and a motherfucker won't shut up, mute them. But I won't open their mic at all.
I really don't because I want to start to mute their mic. Because I ask them to pull them down, I think they're going to have enough common courtesy and respect to do just that. That's what
last night when Eddie said, what I'm going to do when they was going at it? Well, Eddie, I'm going to be honest with you. Last night, I mean, unless you had a topic going on, that was it. Let them motherfuckers go.
Right.
Let them go. Shit, let them go.
If they didn't have no water around them, their tongue was going to get dry anyway.
Now, if you only trying to make a point, or Uncle Larry trying to do his documentary or whatever, then a motherfucker want to talk, then you mute their ass. But then if you ain't got nothing going on, we just talk like we doing now, if me and Kid wanted to get at it, fuck it, let them go. Let them fight.
And that's exactly where it was. We were talking like we were doing now. We had a little subject going, but it really wasn't about nothing. And then that shit started getting loud. And I had one party saying, hey, man, mute this shit. Y'all, what the fuck wrong with Eddie? Then I had some more people hollering, let him go. I want to hear this shit. So I was like, between the rock and the hop.
Let me tell you. See, I get in them same situation, but they done stopped doing me like that. See, Big Eddie. Kid is a grown man, and I'm a grown man. Okay, if you move my phone, I'm going to get the fucking ass. And then if you move Kids, he's going to get the ass. So we both grown men. So what you got to cut both of them off. And if you got a topic going on, let the motherfuckers fight.
Put them in the private room. Put them in the private room.
No. Don't put them in no private room. Let the motherfuckers fight. Out here on the air, unless you got some. Kid, what I'm saying is, if you got a discussion going and they won't shut up or something, that's a different story.
Right.
They want to fight. Let them motherfuckers fight. Don't put them in no fucking private room.
Right.
Shit, let them fight. We love the drama any damn way. That's all they basically come on in. When we got some good topics going on, don't hardly nobody come on, just like right now. Now, if Leroy was to come on here, or Leek and Neil come on here, and we get to arguing and cussing each other out, watch how quick this bitch fill up. Watch how quick it fill up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let
the fucking drama go. If you ain't got nothing else going on, let them kill each other. Fuck them. Let them die.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Bulls fight.
That's why I kicked it off tonight, dog, about representation, because it don't make no difference where you go, how you go, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You are contributing to the game, and you got credibility coming. If you win...
Yeah.
You gonna get you that's credibility. If you lose, you still gonna get credibility because you engaged. That's the way I look at it.
That's the way I look at it too, Uncle Larry. I look at the same.
Yeah.
That's why I said me and you must be two dumbasses. That's what I'm because that's the way I look at it too.
That's what I told Uncle Larry. Hell yeah, he said, man, you think there'd be something to talk about? I say, hell yeah, talk about it.
Let them go. I'm a damn if I do.
Yeah, that's right. Credibility. You got to get your credit. You get your credit if you win. You get your credit if you lose because you engage. And that's what it's all about. Because it ain't going to be no tie. I just don't see it being no tie. Somebody going to win. Somebody going to lose. That's the way the game is played. So if that's the way the game is played, you got to have expectations on both ends. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Man, you ran a good race, man. He beat you by just a little bit, but he still beat you. So you got credibility. Because they said that you lost by just a little bit. You know, if you got to do something else, then you know you got to do a little bit of this or a little bit of that or whatever the case is. You know, that's it. You're engaged. You can't race by yourself. No. You got to have somebody to race. So you got credit coming. That's right. And you're representing, well, no matter where you come from, if a guy go down in Egypt and go over there and race, if he win, he going to get credibility. And if he lose, he's supposed to get credibility because he went over there and he tried. You know, and that's the way I just feel. I see it that way. You know, if I'm wrong, then I'm just wrong. I want y'all to forgive me. But
well,
I don't feel
you
like
know, either get you can either call it credibility or recognition. Either way you want to go, because they said when you tell a joker he lost the race, they said we glorifying losing. I mean, I don't consider that glorifying losing, because I mean, shit, you got to have two people to fight. You can't have just one motherfucker racing. You got to have two.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have two.
Yeah. It ain't glorifying losing. It's just acknowledging that hey, the guy did race. Goddamn it.
That's right.
He did race.
Yeah. Because you can't give him no kind of credit if you don't do nothing. What you gonna give?
Don't do shit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just wanted to put it out there. I thought maybe I might get some hands up, and maybe somebody would. You suck your
no,
hand
Uncle
up.
No, it's hard to get hands up when you're telling the truth. When they look in the mirror and say, "Damn, I'm one of the guilty motherfuckers." That's why you ain't got no hands up. Because they know they're doing the same dumb shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was some bullshit, everybody hand up it up. When it's real shit, you don't get them hands up on the real shit.
Well, shit, we got a hand up.
That is.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on?
What up, Eric?
Not much. Headed back from the track.
Oh, yeah, you was out there too, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I was out there.
You enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I had a good time. See, had scrap going out there.
Was Double D out there?
Yeah, he went out there, but he didn't have no car.
Okay, that wasn't him then. Okay, cool.
Well, shit, he didn't have to be out there. Shit, all them goddamn Corvettes I saw out there, I said, God damn.
Yes,
you wait on more for factory or something out here?
Yeah, how did it come out? How did it come out, Eric?
It was riding pretty good.
Huh?
It was a nice time, though. I said they had a nice organized event, though.
Okay. There was probably a lot of people out there.
Yep. Yeah. Went through about 4 or 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it looked like they had a blue Mustang out there like yours, Eric. Did I want one of them classes that they had out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They weren't really in it, though. I called him, and, he actually got in touch with me on Facebook and asked me to get in for some. I guess you didn't know I sold my vet.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I don't think I can get in with the other car. Because I got glass doors and no tail lights and, you know, no brake lights or whatever. So I was like, I don't think I fit the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like they had a nice turnout.
Oh, yeah. Now my car is titled, so that was the only thing that I probably could pass on, but I could pass on the rest of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Larry, Jeremiah responded to me.
Uh-huh.
He said, what show? I told him Uncle Larry's show, same as mine, same number as mine. Oh, it might be him. Has he got his hand up? No, somebody else got their hand up.
Just tell him to call in. Enjoy
it's
himself.
Me. What's up, Eddie? It's me.
Oh, that's him. That's him right there, Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
What's up, baby?
What's up, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah. How y'all feeling?
Jeremiah. Hanging out.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hanging in there, man.
You betting 50%, Jeremiah. You betting 50%, Jeremiah. 50-50.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard it was a lot of humbug going on today. I missed out on it.
Well, we ain't talking about the humbug. We talking about the dumb shit you said and the good shit you said.
Uh-oh. South Philly.
The dumb shit was about you don't get no credit unless you race in your own hometown, and the good shit was about these talk show hosts ain't coming on each other's show. And that was some good shit. So you 50-50.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, here's my here's my place on it, Big Willie Dog. My thing is this right here. I want to start with the fact that when I talk about your credit out of town, right? So, again, as not just a racer but a fan of racing, I like to see our hometown heroes go at it in our hometown. You know, it's
cool. Yeah, that's true. I can understand that.
It's cool to see a Cubs or a White Sox game or, whatever team you all have in your city. It's good to see one of them games happen out of town, but it ain't nothing like being there to see the game happen in your own backyard where your favorite player is.
We don't disagree with nothing what you're saying there, Jeremiah. We just disagree about what you're saying. It don't mean shit when you're raised out of town. That's what we don't disagree. That's what we disagree on.
Well, right. And what I mean when I say that is this right here. And I recant that phrasing that I said. It's not that it doesn't mean anything, but to me, the most merit held to me is when you do damage in your backyard.
Stop right there, Jeremiah. Now, I'm going to say this here. As smart as I know you is, Jeremiah, you might act crazy, but you a smart motherfucker. Jeremiah, the reason that kind of shit don't happen in your own hometown, y'all don't have the people that race for that kind of money, the people that they go out of town to race for. That's why it don't happen in your own hometown.
Right.
Can
now,
I chime in?
I look at it like this. Go ahead.
Come on, Flop. Whatever.
I'm just going to say, if everybody adapted Jeremiah's philosophy that you don't get any credit for racing out of town and they chose to stay at home, then Jeremiah, we'll never get to see the likes of Zay or Tate, and y'all never get to see the likes of Dog and Tony Bynes. Cause
We brought that up.
So let me say this. Let me throw a monkey wrench in there. The only way I'm able to see the likes of Dog and Flop and all these different guys is that I come to where they are.
No, sir. I'd have been up there several times.
So listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to say this, Dog.
Tony Bynes hasn't been up there.
Okay, so listen, Dog, and I'm just going to use this analogy. If I've nutted twice this year, right, that don't mean that I'm not full now. Now, what do I mean when I say that? You might have been up here two or three times, maybe four times inside of a three-year span. But inside of a three-year span, I've been down south 10-plus times.
Okay, Jeremiah, stop right there. Why did you go down south? Why?
Well, I went down south because that was a race that was promoted on a magnitude such as the race.
You didn't answer your own question. You ain't making no sense then. You didn't answer your own question.
It's not that I'm not making sense. It's just that I just am agreeing with what you saying already.
Let's use Zay. Zay said he don't want to go to 41. Now, we can't say why Zay don't want to go. Zay is his own grown man. If he said 41, it ain't good for his car or whatever, and he want to go there and race for $10,000. If ain't nobody else over there that racing for $10,000, where else he going to go race there for $10,000?
Right. I agree with you 100%. He has to evolve out of the small-minded or small town that he's in. I agree with that. But for the hometown hero that he is, or that you are, Dog, we still want to see you do a race.
All right. Well, I was waiting on Flop to say it or somebody else to say it because I didn't want to say it. All these so-called celebrity type motherfuckers that you see, when they go somewhere, I hate to say it though, you know somebody tickling their Cash App and PayPal and all that shit, don't you? You know somebody tickling that, don't you? I'm going on mute now.
You know I know that, dog. So that's why to me, it's like you're a hired, at that point in time, you a hired gun, man. That's just like when you, all right, so everybody on the phone know tomorrow, Easter Sunday, all of us are spiritual, man. We've all been to a church where they brought a pastor from out of town. He a hired gun, man. So he going to come to your church, and if he flop, it don't matter. They still got to have that check at the end of the service. You see what I'm saying? So it don't really matter. It don't really matter if he went there and the people was not receptive of him because that was not his congregation. So when he come back home, he could preach that same sermon and his church go crazy.
Let me interject on this right quick. I'm gonna ask you a question, Jeremiah, and the question I want to ask you is this: let's say Willie Dawg them put six people together, and he said we want to verse Chicago, and we put six people together, and they race. If Willie Dawg them win, they shouldn't get no credit for it.
So in that situation, to me, that is it's a little bit different. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm pretty sure both parties are going to pick a mutual track. So if we all 12 hours away, they're going to pick a track that's 6 hours from Chicago, 6 hours from down south. So it's not like being at the South track, or it's not like being at Chicago's track. They found an interim track, and that now something like that would be amazing because you will have so many fans that's willing to say, we want to see this battle of the Titans happen. Now, if Willie Dawg's team was victorious, man, we went to Chicago and we went to Chicago's ass. That's a totally different type of scope to me. And it would be for that same race happening down south or you all coming to Chicago. But now, at the same time, it kind of is a badass thing. Like, well, man, Chicago drove all the way down south to fuck up the South, or the South came all the way up here to fuck them up. It's going to be talked about. But then what about the fans that were not able to participate? Because I'm a customer service person, I think about what the fans may think or how the fans are looking at it. But what you just said, I mean, yeah, it still holds merit because a person is still going to say, man, They went and did that. So, yeah, no, you get that credit. All I'm saying is, for me, and Zay is my brother. Everybody know I love Zay. I talk to him every other day, man. Zay's win streak is nothing to me down south. All I remember with Zay is the 13-0 that he went, or 17-0, whatever he went in Chicago. I don't care what he goes and do down south. That's not your home front. You can go down south
Jeremiah.
And go without every – go ahead.
I want to touch a little bit on something you said. And it gives a lot of insight on why you said some of the things you do. When you said the deal about, damn, I lost my train of thought, Jeremiah. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
I'll pick it back up. I heard that echo, and it kind of threw me off.
Even if they meet at a mutual track, just say the South comes to Martin, Michigan, and Chicago go to Martin, Michigan. It's still going to be a win, and it's still going to be a loss, one way or the other. So
absolutely. And I agree. I agree 1,000% with you. I agree with you.
Okay.
It's still going to be a win.
Eddie.
It's still going to be a
Larry,
loss.
I got it back.
Yeah, okay.
Jeremiah, I was going to say, you said you customer service friendly, and I get that. As far as a grudge racing goes, that means you're more of a promoter. But when you interject that you have some of these racers, prominent grudge racers, doing it out of their pocket, sure, everybody likes fan support. But inevitably, when you get down to it, it's all about that individual's pockets, they race program.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I know a lot of people want to see you and me race. And they were saying, Tim House, a big advocate. I know he'd be on a lot of bullshit, but they'd be hollering, come up north, come up north. Well, ain't nobody proposed no fucking money for me to come up north. Hey, so I have to do it when and if my budget allows it. But that ain't going to stop
ding.
Me from,
ding,
from
ding,
ain't no,
ding,
that ain't gonna stop
ding,
me from
ding,
talking
ding.
Shit that I want to let Jeremiah beat your ass, you know, because, hey, I got to save up. Couple of pay periods, tell the old lady we're going to Chicago on such and such date, make sure she ain't got it's priority,
see, just like right now, Jeremiah, Flop hit it on the head. I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to step on nobody's toes because I fuck with everybody. See, as of the date, if right now, if y'all was having y'all show right now, Jeremiah, the man that opened the track up, I'm getting mad because I'll be in the way of him opening the gate. Now, by the time y'all have y'all show, my pocket might be fucked up. Like Flop said, pocket might be fucked up. I might need some help. Flop telling the truth. But right now, see, if y'all had y'all show today, I'd have been the man that opened the track up would have been mad because I'd have been in his way.
Yeah. Now, again, like in that type of situation, I truly agree with what Flop is saying. I don't negate that. All I'm saying is, for me, Willie Dawg, if you come to Chicago, to us, it's gonna be like, man, Willie Dawg is a celebrity. He's a strong front in the drag racing game. He's a pillar of I'm just giving you your flowers while you're here. You know, he's a trendsetter in the race game, right? So if you came here to us, Willie Dawg, it's like a celebrity, right? So
celebrity or not, people think, oh, Willie Dawg getting paid to come. Like Flop said, if I get anything to come up there and the jazz money, do you realize that ain't nothing but a drop in the bucket, but it does help. But it does help. That don't cover a damn near thing. But it does help.
But some people, you going to have Willie Dawg.
Hey, Jeremiah, I'm going to say this here.
People from your town, go ahead.
I'm going to say this here. I think I understand what it is that you're saying. I just think that the phrase was being used type erratic when you made that statement about a person not being able to get credit. What you're saying is something that should be said to the guys up here because of the simple fact that if they would go ahead on and do what they supposed to do, then maybe that would bring people to come more here and race and so far and so on. But they're not doing what they're supposed to do, so that's where the slacky end come in at. And that's what I've been trying, me and Eddie and Leroy and all of us been trying to put together to get them to get going back up here so that once people see that it's really something going on, then that's what bring people. That's why the guys are going to the South now, because they're seeing what's going on down there. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, not only that, Larry. I believe what they're also seeing is, and this is something that a lot of even my team member is at fault for. A lot of the guys here in Chicago bash, or Illinois or the Midwest, they bash specific tracks. They bash US 41. Because you had a change of ownership, a lightning hit the time ticket tower. So, we've lost money to the west side when we got up there. They never even moved. The tree just malfunctioned, right? The west side, I believe in that situation, they knew it was fucked up, but they still did what anybody else did. They grabbed their money, they jumped in their cars, and they pulled off. They left Puerto Rican Pete there with a smoking gun in his hand, looking like, man, what the fuck, right? So when you get guys such as Zay or different people that go and be like, man, fuck 41, or 41 didn't hold my car because I blew, and I'm not saying Zay said this part, but 41 didn't hold my car and all of that. Well, here's the problem. I've seen some cars go down in the bottom four, high threes at 41. And you see what I'm saying? But they're not promoting the fact that when I've seen – I think that was Vaughn's event where they didn't even have a track prep person come in. The person that runs 41 actually was the glue man at 41. It was a radio track. You had people going down through there, and they was fucking flying. I'm not talking about none of this.
Yes, sir.
They was running in the sixes or the fives. Them motherfuckers were going deep in the four, right? But, see, they don't take and tell that. All they tell is their side, their narrative that, hey, 41 is fucked up. So a lot of that problem is the people that's at home. It's kind of like, the black-on-black crime and stuff like that. It's the same situation where a lot of these guys from the Midwest, being 41 is what I'm speaking about, they tear our track down so bad that the guys here, now they all they hear about is radio prep tracks Where the real radio prep tracks at? You don't go to 131 or Byron. Yeah. The only other option is to go down south.
Yeah,
lot of the problem right there, man, when you get these guys on these shows bashing our home track. You don't never fucking hear Flop talking about the Memphis track when the Memphis track was open. You never hear Tony Bynes come on here and talk about House of Hook. It's fucked up. So the problem is more so us when we get on these shows, and I'm even guilty of it because I had an alt with 41 at one point in time where I was boycotting, right? But the owner called my phone personally and had a conversation with me for an hour, and I understood his play with it. And it really made me think about it, like, we the reason why the South really don't want to come up here for real. You know what I'm saying? We the reason.
Exactly. And that's my point right there that I've been trying to make all the time. You know, because of the simple fact, see, a lot of times they be so busy doing this and that until they don't even see their own shortcomings. Our shortcomings is that other people is going off, and they going out there, and they doing what they do. And people seeing this, you know, and because of the simple fact that it's not going on the way that it's supposed to be going on down here, because we've had people that had the track that really didn't give a damn, so far and so on, now we're getting people that do have, because the thing now to do is to try to get the people here, put some cables on them, and get them charged up and get stuff to do. Because I guarantee you, as soon as they find out that those people doing what they're supposed to do and the action get to going back here, it's going to bring action from everywhere. You know, and
Uncle Larry, another part I said on yesterday, and some people agree, some people, you know, disagree. You know how a lot of these guys, they get in my inbox and they say, oh, well, they won't say it on the show, but they'll say it in the inbox that we agree with you, but it's all good. But another part of this right here, man, even with these promoters, man, especially like in the Midwest, man, these promoters in the Midwest kind of like cranks, man. It's like, well, I won't mess with Eddie's event, or I won't mess with Leroy and Sham's event, or I won't mess with this person's event. I won't even promote their event on my show, or I won't even promote people going. It's even down south. Because you have some times where there's not events going on down south where those down south promoters say, hey, y'all, a caravan of us is getting ready to head up to Morocco, Indiana, or 1-1. Or you have people like, and this is a good friend of mine, man, Peso. Peso don't come over to 41 to support our events, but we're always supporting Peso's events. Peso don't come to support Sham. Sham don't go and support Peso for real. You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem because it's like a crab in the barrel syndrome, right? And the problem is it's enough of the sport for all of us. It's enough money to go around, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, but it's fucked up. Like, we got our reason why we don't mess with this person. I personally think it's dumb because if it's all about the fan, again, like I said, I'm all about customer service, man. I tell anybody with my business, man, listen, we all about customer service. If the customer come in and say that you disrespected them, that's your ass.
Yeah.
Ever at no point in time feel disrespected or feel like they're less than who they are because they are our consumer. Without our consumer, we gonna tank. So I feel like even with the club, with the promoters, man, the promoters should have a background that they sit down on and say, hey, man, what data are you throwing your event? What data are you throwing? Well, listen, this is the data track say I can get. Well, listen, man, I could do the following Saturday. All right, well, cool. This is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna send 500 to you. To support you, or send 200 to you to support you, man, and we can begin to reciprocate that amongst each other. That's why you got 2 and 3 people on different sides of the earth throwing events on the same day. Some of these people even know Willie Dog and Uncle Larry that this person got a stand-in event on this day, and they bogus as hell because they'll set up an event on this day. It don't just happen in the Midwest. It happened down south, too.
Oh, shit.
You know, it happened. You see what I'm saying?
It happens all over the world. But you know what, Jeremiah, I stuck something out there a long time ago, Jeremiah. When I stuck out there, a lot of people didn't understand, Jeremiah. They laughed at me. They thought that I was stupid or something of that nature. But I'm gonna tell you something. This game that we in right now,
If we don't have fellowship, fellowship is a main ingredient. I don't give a damn what nobody say. That is a main ingredient in anything that we do when it takes more than one person. And it takes that main ingredient right there to make things fall over. I'm gonna give you a
No,
somebody got some noise in the background. I'm gonna give you a prime example.
I promise you could hear.
The prime example that I'm gonna give is this here. If we don't have a relationship with one another, that destroys the unity. That's where the fellowship comes from. That destroys the unity. If that destroys the unity, then that's an imbalance. It's not balanced. Anything that ain't
balanced, it's gonna
lean one way or the other. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if they would take the time to put that unity and that fellowship together, that would balance things out, and I think that things would run much better. Because, see, that fellowship didn't come from me. I didn't make that word fellowship. That word is in the Bible, you know, and it speaks for itself. I don't have to tell nobody. Get a Bible and read what fellowship is. It'll tell you. You know, and we need this.
Oh, happy day.
What the fuck y'all talking about, old happy day? What y'all talking about? Oh, hey, we on the show, Charlie. Dog and everybody.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes, sir. But
they just leaving 41, y'all. Excuse me. They just leaving, Charlie and all them.
Jeremiah. The reason why them guys do the shows and they do them on top of each other like that. Because you got a bunch of selfish, jealous, backstroke, cutting ass niggas that do that. I mean, they know when motherfuckers have races and they throw races on top of them. They're just some backstroke, you know, bullshit. Yeah.
I made a comment on last night, and I believe that's why Willie Dawg and Larry and the different guys are actually on the show today. And I think the comment that I made kind of got taken way out of context of what the original comment was. And what I said was, I believe Von's show was the success that it was in Chicago because Von supports everybody's event. So it's not like Von don't – when Von got movement, sometimes ain't he supposed to be out of town. But he gone out of town to, you know, support this person, that person. So you did have a lot of people that was from out of town that came in for Von's race too. So what I'm saying is when you're a person that supports everybody, you will get a better outpouring than an individual who only supports me, my four, and no more. That's all I was saying last night. And I stand on what I say. So you will always see a person go here.
But I can tell you one thing. Is when somebody says something, people take it to heart and basically go the wrong way with it because it's only an opinion. Everybody has an opinion, man. Because you say one thing, it doesn't make you right. It doesn't make you wrong. I mean,
that's the way you feel about it.
Right. But Jeremiah, come on and
talk. I'm just saying
it's a damn good discussion tonight because we get a better understanding of everything. Even the shit Jeremiah said was good or bad, we getting a better understanding and the people are talking about it. And right now, it's pretty goddamn good right now. Right now, it's okay.
Right. No, I'm just speaking on people to be on the show in general. I mean, and John, you might come on and say, well, I think this might go like this, or this should go like this. I mean, that's your opinion. You entitled to that opinion. Guys will take it. Oh, well, don't tell this here. He ain't shit. You know, this and that there, or whatever. Okay, but that's the way you feel. That's your opinion. You entitled to say or voice your opinion about what you want to voice about.
That's why we got Jeremiah on tonight. And Jeremiah show he looking like $100 tonight now. He's looking real good tonight He's looking real good tonight. He looking real good. He's making a lot of sense tonight.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think just as a people, loving the sport, all of us love the sport, man. Von messed me up one night, man. Vaughn was damn near in tears on the phone when he was talking about how much he loved his sport how much this sport has saved his life, man. So many of us have really been saved by this sport. And that's the thing that's kind of like hurtful when you see people who have taken this sport and turned it into a just a financial game. So they don't put the respect in the game. You see what I'm saying? So you will get the promoters that's like, hey, man, we don't really care about if you lose money just as long as we make money. But see, what's going to change the scope of things is when people start coming together and say, hey, man, check it out. You know this man got a stand-in. Big Sham got a stand-in date. Sham's stand-in date been the same for 4 or 5 years now, maybe 6, right? If people just in Michigan say, and when I say in Michigan, I call out names, people like Peso. If Peso say, hey, man, listen, we all in the Midwest. We 3-4 hours away from each other. Hey, man, we know you got a stand-in date. Hey, man, we not going to do nothing on this date. In fact, we coming to Chicago to support y'all. That will make the South look at us and say, man, okay, now this event kind of looked like an event that that Smoking them would throw. You see what I'm saying? Because you got right. all of Michigan and you got all of Chicago coming together. Then the South would say, well, man, that 131 ain't a bad tracker. Hey, man, that 41, man, we seen some hella fire cars go down through 41, man. All right, you know, we're going to come up there and mess with y'all. Then they turn around and say, well, listen, man, we got something on this date right here. Everybody from Chicago and Michigan shoot down there. Because that means now you got if you got a caravan of 50 cars coming from, well, it ain't going to ever be that many. But if you got a caravan of 10 or 15 cars coming from Chicago, 10 or 15 cars coming from Michigan, that's 20 or 30 cars coming down there. Each vehicle might have 4 or 5 people in it. And they don't think like that, man. These guys only think about the short money. A lot of these guys are not long-term investors. And this is why they do what they do. Because they only thinking about the short-term investment, which is ultimately most short-term investments have the highest risk, man. They yield the highest risk. Because you're going to get that money quick, fast, and in a hurry. But guess what? You also run into the biggest issue with that. And right now, it's like the presidency, man. You don't see how bad the president was until 4 years after he's out of office. You follow what I'm saying? So with this situation, we just not starting to see how bad these promoters have been from 8 years ago. It's just not starting to really hit us how divided we are. And we really got to change the scope of things, man. I feel like, hey, man, look, if you know that this guy got an event, man, hey, stay in your town. Because if that person knew that y'all had a stand-in event, man, I don't care if you offer me $1,000. You knew he had an event on this day, man. We're going to stay here and we're going to support, even if we don't take our cars down the track. But see, some of these guys are so engulfed in the fame of different people, such as Tony Bynes, Trigger Man, Willie Dawg. People are so engulfed in being notarized by these guys that they lose their integrity.
Can I ask you a question,
right,
Jerry?
Go ahead.
And I ain't trying to debunk nothing you're saying because I only been on for about 2 minutes or maybe 3. But could it be that so many guys are now becoming promoters and throwing races that eventually it's got to happen, right? Like you look at any stores, Target, Walmart, right? So eventually they open up so many stores and they're in the same lane that eventually they have to compete and jockey
for clientele.
Yeah. So hold on, go ahead. Just make it real quick. If you throwing races, you may have been first, right? And that's cool, but now I feel that I can do it too and now I'm gonna throw a race. Well, after watching Dog throw a race, then I heard Lee throw a race, then Skin throw a race. Well, now it's only so many dates. And now we all jockeying for the same clientele.
You know what I'm saying?
So that was good, dog. That was good.
At some point, it's got to happen.
That's
so why can't it be looked at instead of being petty and saying, oh, this motherfucker want to throw a race on my day? Well, don't no date necessarily belong to you, and why it can't be looked at as friendly competition? You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to do the same shit you're trying to do.
All right, so I'm going to give you this. I'm going to start off with this. I'm going to use the first term of friendly courtesy first, right? Friendly courtesy in business, right? The next thing I'm going to say is I'm going to put y'all on something. In a business sense, what you're talking about is called a red seat. So you have a blue seat and you have a red seat. Your blue seat, you know, like your blue, some people say blue chip, all of that kind of stuff. What happens is when you start a business and you're the first person to do what you've done, like such as an Uber. Uber was the first rideshare company that's gotten the notoriety that they got. It was a boom.
Give the short version. Give the short version, Chairman.
Well, I'm giving you a short version. So then right after Uber came Lyft and all these different companies. Now it becomes a Red Sea. But you still have to have a courtesy inside of what you do. So a lot of these promoters, they don't share courtesy. That's the problem. See, it's not the
but
problem
see, now,
that you just
But you missed the point. You missed the point what he said just a minute ago. He's telling the truth. Everybody now with a race car trying to throw a race. So, goddammit. Promoters
yeah,
used
but that's
to be
what
just,
I'm getting to,
used to just be regular motherfuckers that did promote. Now we got everybody with a halfway fast car want to throw
okay.
a damn race now. We got
so
get the race.
I like
promoters
to, I like to put names on it. I like to put names on it. Let's put
well,
names
no,
on it.
No, we ain't putting names. No, in a general good
no,
conversation, you don't put names on it. We
know,
just saying
I know,
races.
I know, but
too many races have become promoters now. Just say it like that.
Right. So watch this. So Freak Life as well as Young Money.
Don't try to put no names on the Jerry Bow. You got a better discussion. Because right now you and they throwing a race now. You and they throwing a race. So that's two new promoters right there.
Right. So I'm trying to that's what I'm trying to say. So Freak Life and Young Money is throwing a race. And I got to just say it like that, dog, to be able to complete the thought. Now, they have put in the time and the work that he had to get his name notarized, whether it was going down south and racing Black Death, whoever he raced, right? He went down there, he did what he did to get the notoriety of people to look at him, such as Trigger Man and different people. Oh, man, this young guy, he's doing this thing, right? The boys from Detroit, they have done the same thing. It's only a point in time when that's the next step to what you're doing. That's all that is. That's the next step. Now, anybody who is just coming in, such as myself, right, to throw a race right now, it's kind of like Jeremiah. You haven't done enough to by yourself throw a race, per se. But now somebody such as they, and Young Money has
okay,
such
what's
a deep
that? What's that? You talking in circles? Whoever that said that the race was going become promoters, that's what it is. You're doing it. You saying the same thing.
Hey Jeremiah, I want to point out something to you. There, you made a statement, and I'm gonna debunk that, or I'm gonna give my opinion on. There is no friendly courtesy in business. Because, and I'm going to support what I say with, everywhere you see AutoZone, you see O'Reilly's right next to it. Everywhere you see
McDonald's, not the Advance.
You see Burger King right next to it. And all of them
not the Wendy's.
A burger product, and they are trying, in the case of the restaurants, and they trying to outshine the other. McDonald's has the Big Mac. Burger King has the Whopper. Wendy's has the Triple. So they all on the same fucking corner. There is no courtesy. One wants to outdo the other one and stay open later. But at the same time, you just have to appeal to who you have to appeal to, try to make your menu more attractive
appealing.
Than the others. I hear Danny Boy say it all the time. Danny Boy said, ain't nothing wrong with healthy competition. And at some point, it has to be viewed as healthy competition. And I'm gonna say one more thing. I don't give a fuck who it is. If they have some knowledge in the game, they can become a fucking promoter overnight. Sure, they're going to be frowned upon or not as highly rated as the older, more seasoned promoters. But how you think everybody got their fucking start?
I agree with you.
You have to start.
Not call for your walk.
I agree.
Now, let me say something. Hold on, Jeremiah. That's why I'm saying this is a good discussion tonight. What Flop said to me is hardcore. Jeremiah, what you said to me is lightcore. I'm gonna go in the middle. I'm a halfway disagree with what Flop's saying, but I know what Flop's saying. It is sort of like a soft courtesy, Flop. If you ain't but an hour away from me, Flop, and me and you supposed to be boys, I shouldn't throw a race the same day you throw it. We ain't but an hour apart. That's what I mean by a soft courtesy.
That's right.
That's
hold on. We're at the point that we doing that. We're not being business-minded people. We're being friends.
Look at Flop, but look at it like this here. Look at the whole thing, Flop. Now, that's why I said this is a damn good discussion. Flop, if I'm trying to get the same people you trying to get and we're out of a part, well, we divided. Both of us going to get fucked.
Let me say it like this. I'm going to say it like this. Then don't look at it as a business.
Well, no,
because,
I understand what you're saying, Flop. Flop, what
I know you do that.
You 100% hard nose. Jeremiah sort of like being easy nose. In the middle, you got to, even though it's a business, Flop, Flop, why would Flop spend all this money to try to get this group of people, and then all of a sudden, Jeremiah spend all this money to try to get the same certain people, but y'all might get 50-50. Both of y'all losing.
I think the only difference is in what Flock and what Jeremiah is saying is one is looking at it more of like Flock say business. Well, if this is strictly business, like I hear Mr. Mike Hill say it all the time, this is his business. This is what he does. Well, I think you remove the friendship aspect of it. You know what I mean? I think at that point, if this is truly your business, how I feed myself, my family. Then the friendship part is kind of gone. Now, as far as listening to Jeremiah.
Hey, before you go too far, I'm going to stop because I know what you're going to say. Flop is being 100% hard-nosed, like, fuck it, it's business, you do the best you can. Mike Hill said that, but you ain't seen Mike Hill throw now race where another motherfucking prominent motherfucker had a race.
I don't know what Mike Hill's doing, dog. I'm just using his name. I could have used anybody's name.
Yeah.
So if you want me to use somebody else, I'll use somebody else.
No, go ahead.
Just using his name. I'm not saying this is what he's doing. I'm just simply using his name. Fuck it, I'll use your name. You know what I mean?
No. What I'm saying is, he's saying it the same way Flop saying it. But common sense means, I ain't finna throw no hell of a race against another hell of a motherfucker on the same day. I'm not going to do it. That's all I'm saying.
But if this is my... And like I said, I'm not trying to debunk anybody, but if this is my business, if this is truly what I do every day, I sit down, I talk to these tracks, I look at these dates, I'm tracking weather, all this shit, this is my business, then I'm going against anybody and whoever, this is my brand, this is what I do. It don't matter who the fuck I got to go against, it's competition. You do what you got to do on your end, I'm going to do what I got to do on my end. Now, if this is just if this is something that I like to do for the love of the sport, and you know what? Okay, well, fuck it. Now I got a little following, my race program going, okay? You know what I mean? I'm going to try to throw me a little event and see how it turn out. Well, then, okay, now I can understand you saying, well, you know, I'm not going to try to throw no race on a day Mike Hill or Jeremiah or whatever. But like I said, if this is what I do, every day I'm sitting down and I'm thinking about how I can improve this, how I can make more, satisfy my customers, get more people in like this.
If that's your everyday job now, that's different.
But that's what Flop is saying. Flop is saying
you got to realize it. These promoters, these fly-by-night promoters, I ain't saying nobody no fly-by. These fly-by-night promoters, that ain't what they do every day for the day they living though. Now, we got some promoters do this for their living. That's a difference now, if they're doing it for their living.
I think that the word business, is being used too loosely in the first place. This is the race of young. You know, it's not a business because, you know, ain't nobody being turned around and got people that's, how would I say this?
In other words, if you own the track, it's a business. If you own the track, it's a business.
Exactly. There you go.
That's the business.
Hey, can I say something?
Sure.
Go ahead. I still consider it. It's hard for us to say what somebody's business and what's not, because I could be a car salesman, but then Jeremiah goes to the fucking auction, he buy cars and he's selling, and we know some of the same people. So I'm going to tell him, man, that ain't your business. You need to stop, man. You taking my customers and shit. You selling them
balls. No, scan, man. That's your everyday job is doing that, scan. That's his sometime job.
I was just saying, who is to determine whether it's his sometime job or
we're using business too loosely. That's what
I'm saying. I'm saying that to say this though, Willie, y'all. Some people wear many hats. Some people got a beauty shop. They got a daycare. They sell cars on the side. To them, everything that they do, every hustle that they do is their business. Some people think like that. That's all I agree with that.
Right.
Because You ain't wrong for saying that.
That ain't. Yeah. You're right.
Because guess what? That's just like me saying, hold on, man. Y'all know I rehab houses. This my business. This all I do. But y'all can't start rehabbing because y'all see I'm making some money.
The people that do this for a business, the difference is the people that do this for a business truly to feed themselves, their response to everything will be different. If Jeremiah sold cars for a business, then he's not gonna give a damn about skin selling cars too. Well, I ain't gonna
pay. That's right. If Jeremiah sells cars for a business, he's gonna run skin ass up.
I gotta get this car to sell. But if Jeremiah is doing it for a pastime, just for some extras or a supplemental income or whatever, then he might say, "Well, fuck it, it ain't that important to me."
So my question is this: Are we solid on the difference between a business and a living? Because I've seen Shorty like gambling be like, "Hey, motherfucker, this is what I do." She can back the fuck up. You get inside my gamble, nigga. I don't do this for fun, nigga. This how I pay my fucking bills. So somebody like me, like, well, damn, I don't do this to pay my bills. You see what I'm saying? I do this shit. This is. Go ahead.
Well, see, Shawty, listen to this, Shawty. Business. When he say business, see, Shawty is not just in a racing game when he say business, because Shawty shoot dice. Shorty, do that. All of that is what you consider to be his business. But in the racing game, grudge game, I don't know nobody got no sponsor. So it can't be your business. That's why I said that the word business is being used a little bit too loosely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because they got sponsors, though, Uncle Larry. It's a bunch of them got sponsors, Uncle Larry. They got sponsors.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anybody in the race. And the grudge game got sponsors. You know, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like big companies.
And Uncle Larry, even if I don't have a sponsor, I could sponsor myself, Uncle Larry, and it should still be my business. I don't, you know, and I understand, but I don't feel like I have to have a sponsor for this to be my business. You know what I'm saying? Because I can go out of work every day and go the extra mile to make sure that I can fund my racing program or whatever it is that I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm working towards something, you know, I got trucks, but if I may be working the load board, you may have a dedicated account. That don't mean I don't have no business. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It's no different.
Right.
I understand exactly what you're saying
when you say about that business part. The only point that I'm trying to make about the business part is this here. In the racing game, in the grudge game, if a person is trying to make the grudge game their business, it's going to be a problem. Because the grudge game changes so much, man. You know what I'm saying? When a person has a business, they got a steady business. You know what I'm saying? They have a steady business. The grudge game changed so much, you can't have a steady business in the grudge game.
But Uncle Larry, I think, Uncle Larry, we should change from saying business to living, man, because and the only reason why I say that is because I like what Skin used. That analogy is kind of cold-blooded, man, because we see it every day. I go to the auction and I buy cars and I sell them on Facebook or Marketplace, and that's how I do it. But this person might go to Mr. might go to the auction And it's because he's taking the cars back to his lot. If he don't sell a car, he can't feed his family, dog. So it's kind of a difference when something is your living versus I want to take business out the equation, man, because you got some of these guys that this is literally how they feed their family throwing these events.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Okay. Let me say this one thing, man, and then I'm going to let y'all go ahead on and have it. The reason I say that, when you say the word business, a person that has a business is on their job every day. Most of these grudge races go off when certain events come on, so far and so on. It's not an everyday thing, you know. So with it not being an everyday thing, there's no consistency. That's the reason why I say I don't see it as being a business. Now, as far as the other word that you use, I can kind of lean a little bit more to that than I could a business, because a person got a business is going to have to be on their job every day. That's what I consider to be a business. Grudge games, they come up when a person got certain events or something. You know, a business, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, sometimes Sunday. You know, business, you know. So I
okay,
just
can I ask a question?
Y'all got the flow. Y'all got
Uncle
the flow.
Larry,
I just want
to ask a question. I want to ask a quick question.
Yeah,
I want to ask a quick question. When Mike Hill tuning the car, ain't that his business? He don't do that every day, Monday through Friday.
Hey,
well, I don't know how Mike Hill does his business as far as Monday through Friday.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Are you going too fast, Larry? I'm asking you, is that a business? Is that a business tuning a car? If that's all you doing, or that's all you want to do? Because anybody, you can probably go out here, if you got some education, you probably ain't get a 9-to-5. You know, you ain't got no abilities or whatever the description is. But if that ain't what you want to do, and you just start following tracks and you're tuning cars, isn't that your business? That's all I'm asking. I'm asking one simple question. Is that your business?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I understand, and I heard what you said. No, I don't consider that to be a business, because I don't think Mike Hill do that every day. You know, I don't think that he do that every day.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You don't consider it a business. I think it's a business.
Right.
Okay, well, let me say this.
I don't think that's a business for Mike Hill. I think Mike Hill is versatile. Go ahead.
Right. So let me ask you this. If a chassis man don't work on cars all the time, that's not his business.
If he don't
check with some,
say that again. If he don't work,
if a chassis man don't work every day on cars, welding cars together, putting cages in, he do it, you know, periodically every week. He might have a job, or he might not have a job for 2 weeks.
Well,
It's simple like this. If you do plumbing on Monday, electrician on Tuesday, racing on Wednesday, party promoter on Thursday, and you got fucking four different businesses.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying, I'm not understanding. That's your business.
Let me jump in. This is my whole reason for saying what I said. All this fucking explanation, and I'm not saying it funky to nobody, but I'm saying all this fucking explaining, you ain't got to explain to nobody why you want to do something. If I want to go fucking throw a race and it turn out successful, then I'm going to throw another one. And that's going to end, if it continues to be successful, that'll become my business. Because everybody is going into business is taking a chance from the start. You don't start out being
like
fucking cool. You hope you do.
I like that.
You hope you do. But goddamn, you don't start. It's a chance, and it's a game of chance that you play. That if you're successful or not, you continue it. If you're unsuccessful, you'll be pushed out by those who are longer lasting or been in it longer than you. But as far as me having to explain, oh yeah, Flop work for the city. What the fuck he throwing a race for? Cause I want to. It's my fucking business what I want to do with it. I might need the extra income to buy the food because I'm greedy. I might need it to pay my fucking bills. I might need it for medical reasons. No matter what, it's my business. Either you're going to support me or you're not. I'm going to try to make it attractive where Willie Dawg will come from Georgia, Skinner will come from Chicago, and whatever. If it turns out that I'm successful, I'll continue. If it busts my pockets and my head, I might not fuck with it no more.
Yeah, but I think we got away. I think we got away a little bit away from the main point of what we were pushing at as it pertains to the promoters and how we understand. Yeah, this may be for some, this may be your living, but for others, they are just trying something, Flop, and that's the problem because let me say this, Flop. When you get a person that's just trying something. And you may have a little steam in the game, right? Just a little steam in the game. And you find something. You do have the capability to slowly disrupt something else that's already in momentum. That's all I'm saying. So, like, let's say Vaughn. So Vaughn has the race that he throws on September the 2nd, which is Vaughn's birthday bash. I believe this is the second or third year now that Vaughn has done this race. Now, my birthday is 6 days after Vaughn's birthday. I decide to say, you know what? I'm going to try to throw an event at Osceola or up at the Grove, right? I might not be as notable as Vaughn's name is, but you going to have some people that's going to say, man, Jeremiah, boo, let's go see what he got going on. We'll try to make it back to Vaughn, but the problem is if they like what they see while they're up there, I've just stepped on Vaughn's toes now. When I could have just waited and did it the following Saturday, Vaughn had all his people. I went and supported him, and then in return, Vaughn would have came back up there and supported me. That's the main point he was making. Go ahead.
Was you just doing something? You wasn't stepping on nobody's toes when you did the Hey Yo 28 or whatever the fuck you had?
No,
you
I wasn't.
On nobody's toes?
I'm going to tell you why. Because the only other person, there were two other people outside that were doing what I did. The other two people were Juicing as well as, I can't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about. He just built the commercial.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm asking you a question. Why do you think you wasn't stepping on their toes?
Okay, so
you did it at the same place where they was doing it at.
I'm about to tell you. Before I even went out there, I'll get Juicing on the phone right now. I called Juicing. I said, hey, Juicing, I know you do your thing out there where you got the TV cameras and stuff to come out there. Do you mind if I do something? Now, this is a public road. But I asked
him. Right. Now, I'm just asking you a question. All you did is use some etiquette. You just asked him, but you didn't have to ask him shit.
I didn't have to, right, but I did because, and I told him, I said, Juicy, listen, man, this is what I'm going to do. I promise you, we not gonna blow your road up because they actually do an event where they're paid to do this event, right? He said, hey, Jeremiah, listen, man, dog, please keep it within structure. Shawty, you was out there helping, so you know it was a beautiful event. Juicy himself came out there and probably bought 15 or 20 people out there with him to see the second time after he heard how good the first one went. But do you see how that works, Shawty?
I'm just going by what you were saying. Wasn't you just trying something? Because I heard you say the word, somebody just going out
right.
there trying something.
That's the point.
Whether you asked him or not, was you trying something? What if you would have made a killing or that shit would have been, you know, different, and then now you would have made it your business? Man, this shit is going swell. Man, I need to keep doing this. This shit is, that's what I'm saying. You don't think you've been stepping on
the toes? Can I answer your question before Flop jump in? Hold on one second. Hold on, Flop. To answer your question.
That ain't me.
Oh, okay. So to answer your question, Skin, I did just try something, but that's what vision is called, right? Now, the next part to what you said is, Skin, my event was bigger than what Juice's event is. So I went on to do it three more times, and it got even bigger each time. But when the chaos came in between me and the person that was throwing it and the person that was throwing it with me thought he was bigger than me, I stepped down.
No, I get that. But you didn't have to step down.
No, I didn't
you
have to.
You just did it because that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You just said, fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And I bought it with
you. I was just making a point.
I got a question for the panel.
Go ahead.
I got a question for the panel. My question for the panel is a two-part question. First part of the question is that, do anyone on this phone, if anyone on this phone could tell me what the thought process of a big company in reference to a small company, what's the thought process?
Yeah, the fourth ass is out of business.
Exactly. Exactly. A big company will help a small company get going and then force him out of business, take his spot, and grow. Now, I say that to say this. Here's why I say that. We as a race and family, we like to say we don't want to step on each other's toes, and that sounds good. But the real reality to it all is that I don't care a hill of beans about you. I want mine to be as big and the best that it can be.
Mommy.
And that's just some truth for the panel.
Hey, Brother D, can I say something real quick? I'll say something real quick.
I still got to understand,
I like to know,
though. That's, y'all use the good example, but that's
Ma,
not what we're doing here.
Ma, let me say this real quick, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to see how many people chime in or who say what they say, because I'm going to go on mute. I don't see nobody asking Lee, hey, man, could I cook at the track? Motherfuckers just start barbecuing and selling shit. No, I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute.
Exactly. But boy, that's right.
That's different. But listen, though. We already have to understand, and y'all got to understand, drag racing, grudge racing is a subculture. That's just like you got your biker boys, you got your people that mess with the plan. It's a subculture. So we already got to understand that we need each other for each other to strive. It's not
that's
like
right.
We can,
that's
you
right.
See
here's the problem, bro. I'm gonna tell you the problem is, the problem is, and I heard Dog May mention of it earlier, and he was hitting it. I mean, he was Barry Bonds when he said it. It's too many fly-by-night racers that think they can be a promoter overnight. If you look at boxing, for the longest, you didn't hear but two names, Bob Arum and Don King. There was others. They pushed them right out the way because they couldn't sustain the money side of it. This is the problem with racing. Everybody... If he can run 5 hours a day, he think he'll promote tomorrow.
I agree, but I disagree. And I think I don't disagree. Hold on, D. I don't disagree. I actually agree with what you're saying.
I ain't always right. I'm just never wrong.
Ain't always right, but you're never wrong. Listen, this is what
hey,
I say.
Hey, D, go
I
on
think,
you, man, and get out the way.
I think the way we need to look at this is, because Brother D said something that just made me think. Hey, D, I think a lot of the issue is the fly-by-night. These are probably more so, if we really were to look at the pattern, it is probably the fly-by-night promoters that are coming in and causing the disturbance with overlapping their dates. I just thought about that when you said that, D, like, that make a lot of sense because you do get the fly-by-night guys that's like, hey, yo, fuck the big dog. I'm next in line. So, D, you really did just make a lot of sense. A lot of people might disagree with it, but my fucked-up mind kind of actually really agree with what you're saying, and we really kind of got to talk to the or look at the guys that are the pups in the game or the quote-unquote fly-by-night. We got to call them fly-by-night because they weren't successful just yet. Right? Does not mean they won't be.
Yeah, but
that's just like throwing
your rod in the water, throwing the fishing rod in the water. Some gonna catch some ain't. The motherfucking water gonna tell you if you should be there or not.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
That's true, Vaughn. That's true.
Hey, I can give you a great example. Hey, and then I'm talking about as far as the clientele and who you appeal to. Donald Long didn't have nothing to do with no time racing until he saw it go over in the grudge game. He took that and he threw his race and he had some success with it. So now what? That's the big business stepping on the little business. Well, why?
That's definitely
That's true on the surface looking at it, but he didn't go out there at the damn no time races. The no time races went to him.
Hey, dog, he put on an event that was appealing to the people. It's not point.
Right. What I'm saying is, Bob, you were right now.
Right?
You were right now. But right. He didn't go out there to try to get them. They came to him and did it. He didn't purposely go out there. That's the same thing, man.
That's the same thing y'all said is big businesses with the small business. That's the same thing. If motherfucking McDonald's got a dollar menu, Burger King got to figure something out. He added something that was already going to his brand that he had going on already.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
But you know what? I'm glad Vaughn said that. You got the big conglomerate stores, the Walmarts, the Home Depots, the Targets. They ran the small stores, the grandma and pa stores, out of business. That was their purpose. That was their intent from day one. You know what a big business will do, guys? Let me tell you what a big business. And I can say this because I done dealt with them before. A big business will come to umpteen amount of small stores to see what your best sell is, see what your best days are. And believe it or not, some places have Wednesday as their best day, Thursday best day, Friday best day. They will come and see. And once they see what they want to see, they'll put a sale on that day to knock you out.
That's true.
Your biggest sale, your biggest sale might be potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
They'll buy 300 cases for every one case you buy. I know this. I had my own business before in this business, so I know this. It's designed to put the little man out of business. It's not designed to help the little man. They put up a collage like they're trying to help you. But the end of all is to knock you out the door. Now, let's go back to the promoters. You heard me say a few minutes ago, it's only two big names in boxing for years. That was Bob Arum and Don King. Why? Because every time a little man, matter of fact, back up, watch this here. I'm sure everyone on this phone seen the movie called Pretty Woman. I'm sure everybody's seen that movie. Remember when they sat down at the dinner table and he was going to buy the company out? He had pity for him at the end. What was the guy named Richard Gere? Him and Judy Roberts sitting at the table. And the old man and his son was sitting there. He made him offer and told him, he said, you sign this and I'll buy you out, I'm going to run you out. Either way I go, I'm going to take over. Even in gambling, there's an old saying in gambling called big bank pay little bank.
Yeah, but that ain't the formula that we trying to use as far as racing. As far as racing
I understand.
Y'all want the sport to live. We got to goddamn help each other with whoever's going. We understand
that that's not the formula. But what we're trying to get you to see is that's the brand. That's not the formula, but it's the brand. And other what I'm trying to tell you is that it's not the formula on the front side, but on the back side, the big man don't really care nothing about you.
Nah, they don't. Mm-hmm.
And those
they
are facts. One of the biggest problems in the racing game today, it is entirely, and Dog can tell you, I said this to Dog a few years back, it is entirely too many freaking wannabe promoters in the game. It's just a fact. Everybody want to be a promoter, man. Everybody. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to throw me a show. I think I'm going to throw me an event next week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I think a lot
in order, what y'all got to realize, though, y'all have to realize this, and this is something everybody has to think about, man. In order for the sport to keep on living, we have to embrace the new. We have to embrace the new, what's going on new, what's hot now, the youngest, whatever it is, you got to embrace it in order for it to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't keep sitting up talking about how shit was in the 80s And you got to embrace what's going on right now and help it flourish. If you ain't never seen no motherfucking plant grow, you just came back one day and it was there already. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep adding water to the situation for it to grow. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't embrace the youth and you don't embrace the next generation, it ain't going to keep living. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
I agree with that, Vaughn. And they do have to embrace it. But also, the younger generation also has to listen to some of the wisdom of the
you got to listen to all. You got to listen to all that. That goes without saying to me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's somebody like, let's just say, what's the guy's name that throws the event with Smoke? I don't know why his name is. It's slipping my – they throw it in Florida, man.
Baldy.
So if Baldy comes to you and says, hey, man, now Baldy don't seem like a super educated individual, like he got three masters. He seemed like a guy that's grown up, you know, around the way, and he's learned. But he knows enough about business and enough about promoting that he throws a stellar fucking event every single year. It seems like it's just – it gets bigger, right? So if Baldy comes and say, hey, Vaughn, or hey, Sham, or hey, Lee, or, you know, whatever, man, I think you should do this. It would behoove you to listen to what they say now. At the same time, I don't think that they're dealing with as much technology that we are or that we have accessibility or that we know of, Vaughn. So I think that's the thing that will make us to supersede them if we were to take the foundation of what they gave us. A lot of problems, like I say, the problem with the newer guys that's coming in is they don't want to listen to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take direction from nobody. I know what I'm doing. I know business. Don't talk shit to me about nothing because I know business. Actually, you may know business, but you don't know the formula how to make this business work.
I just think the opposite. I think it's more older guys not wanting to pass on the knowledge, thinking somebody gonna pass them up than it is younger guys not wanting to listen to the older guys.
You got me there. I agree with you 100% there. Yeah, you right about that.
Hey Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vaughn.
Yeah.
Let me say this to you. You are, in my opinion, this is Uncle Larry's opinion, what you're doing and how you got things going for yourself. See, one thing for me, I'm just a spectator, a guy that opened up a show for you all to come in and do exactly what y'all are doing right now. But I have to turn around and tell you this. What you're doing, I admire what you're doing because, see, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to put yourself in a position where it may be a possibility for you to come in and do just what you need to do in order to put yourself in the position to be able to do what you're trying to do. In other words, what I'm saying is that you're engaging. You bringing something to the game. That's right. And you're doing it at home. You're doing it at home. You're doing it at other places. So far and so on. You know, so the people are seeing this. And when the people are seeing this, you're going to have the same thing that I've been telling everybody else. You're going to have the people to see this, when they see this, they're going to like this. If they like this, they're going to come and they're going to support that. And with that's like pouring water on some grass or a flower. It's going to grow. So
I got towed up yesterday, though, Larry, for saying exactly what you just said, because I said the reason why Vaughn's event, and I keep it 1,000, was as successful as it is because Vaughn actually engages. And because he engages, people are more apt to come be a witness to an individual who's actually engaging in the sport, not just on the sideline promoting the sport. Because they know that you are looking in the sport from not just an investor standpoint, but actually a person that is in the seat of the event. See what I'm saying? So like, when you hold on 1 second, Brother D. When you get a person, when you get a person that jumps into a game, right? You get some investors that jump in and they don't know nothing about the game. So all they know about is the business side of it. But to get a person that actually is invested in it and say, hey, look, I'm actually a part of this, dog. So I'm in a union with you guys. So I know the cries of the racers. I know the cries of the fans because I'm not just a racer. I'm not just a businessman, but I'm a fan. So I hold three fashions to the situation. Vaughn holds three fashions. Well, let me give him his flowers. He holds three fashions to the game. He's a drag racer. First, well, he's a fan. Let's start off. First of all, he's a fan. Second of all, he's a drag racer. Third of all, he's a businessman. So he got all three factions going for himself. How could his event not be the success that it was having all three of those things? So I'm paying attention to what y'all want to do because I'm a part of it. Know that they don't just want to see grudge racing. In order to have a good event today, you got to have shootouts, man. Unless you already have that following where people know, oh, we don't care about the shootout because we know you got 30 locked in, 40 locked in grudge races, and we know the weather going to be nice. It's all going to happen. All I said yesterday, Larry, is exactly what you just said. I feel that any promoter that has that three fashions going, he's always going to be successful and more successful than the person that may only have two of those things going for themselves.
Yeah, but it's a very thin line of watching your bottom line and making sure everybody have fun. Sometimes they don't go hand in hand.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about racing. I just hit the lottery. I see you doing your whatever that thing is on 28th. I know a little bit about cars. I want to throw a race. I want you to do it, but I got to have my motherfucking name on the flyers as the promoter or whatever. Da 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 da. You gonna fuck with me or not? You gonna call me a fly by night promoter?
I'm saying once we get past all the noise, me and you can finish dialoguing though. We got background noise, all kind of stuff going on.
No. That was me going.
No. We know that, D. I'm talking about the other stuff. Somebody off mute and it's loud.
That just got said didn't make drunk sense. That was me.
I mean, but D, because it don't make sense. Okay, well, hold on. Flop was about to say something right quick, D. Then me and you can go ahead. Go ahead, Flop. You was asking me a question.
I just said, I just hit the lottery. I know very little to nothing about cars, but I seen you doing your 28 thing. I come to you, and ain't nobody never heard of me. And then I said, hey, man, I saw you do that 28 thing. You know, go on, throw a race. I'm going to sponsor you, but I want my name on the flyer as the promoter. Da 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 da. You going to fuck with me or not?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Because you have the financial tutelage to push me to the next level. So what happens is, at the end of the day, I'm still using my resources to come and be a part of the event. The name, that specific name for that event, my name, I'm smart enough as a businessman to know I would do AO28 presented by Jeremiah, promoted by
I don't want none of that. I want my name on there, you know, in conjunction with Jeremiah.
Here's the situation. because I'm the businessman that I am, Flop, your money really ain't what's got me going. So at this point in time, you got to take what I'm going to give you inside of this contract. If you don't like it, then get the fuck on. Now, that's me when it comes
okay.
down to business.
Okay, cool. Hey, and I like what you said, but you did change up. But I'm going to say this. Cool, I'm taking my motherfucking money, and I'm gone. Because in the end, everybody ain't going to do what you do or what you say you're going to do. Because you're going to be looking at, man, this motherfucker just hit $90 million in the lottery, da-da-da-da-da. I don't mind disclosing that to you, but then you'll be back. I'm guaranteeing you'll be back.
Well, bro, Floss,
you had
bro,
something
Floss,
that
I
like. And all I'm saying is this. I'm a fly-by-night-ass nigga that just hit the lottery, and here I go, got my name on the fly. And if you go and do I give you $200,000 to do your event and sponsor it, and then it turn out to be a success, you might think I'm on to something, and I get tired, and I say, you know what? Fuck this. I ain't never standing behind racing again. I did it. I came, I saw, and I'm gone. Now what? I'm a fly-by-night-ass promoter, but I made it work for you. So what? I'm still criticized.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Money is all I'm saying. Come on.
Somebody got some background noise. I want to ask you a Flop a question. Because I don't understand why we even going back over this. Because, I mean, it's just common gray horse sense that a promoter not racing at his event has not a hill of beans to do with whether it's going to be as successful as it be or not. I want to ask you a question. Let's say you throw an event and you got a big time shootout. And you got a small tie shootout. You got a nitrous shootout. You got a horsepower shootout. And I know that's a lot. But let's just say it's a $10,000 payout in every shootout. And then you got some grudge races. So you got 30 grudge races. Let's just say you tell everybody that for every third grudge race, you're going to put $1,000 on top of the pot. For every third grid race, I'm going to show you how you not racing don't have a hell of beans to do with it. I don't know how to even say it there. You don't even own a car. You rode up there in a Pinto. Do you think that could be successful? Or is people going to not come because you have a race car?
Shit, it can be successful.
Why would they keep saying
it wrong?
How come it? Hold on. Let me say this. It's not wrong because. Hold on, D. Let me say this to him. It's not wrong because guess what? If every third grudge race, he gonna put $1,000 on top of the pot, I'm gonna get Brother D to try to get up there. Me and him gonna race for $200. And goddamn, we're gonna try to be the third race. We're gonna try to be the third grudge race.
So now we pulling the integrity out. Okay, let me say this.
No, what I'm gonna show you. Now the problem I'm gonna show you, Jeremiah, is that
if we had integrity, we wouldn't be racing big blocks against small blocks or nitrous against turbo. So don't put all that integrity shit into play.
The thing I want Jeremiah to see is that I want him to be for you.
Come on, D.
I want him to please stop saying, and anybody go along with him, please stop saying that if the promoter have a race car or don't have a race car makes a difference in his event being successful or not. Because it don't.
But, D, listen, man, this is the point that me and you are not going to agree on with this. It's okay.
Sense,
D, if you have a guy that is not – now, this is my thing. If you're saying that he has – never had a car. D, who's to say that he even has the integrity or the fine? I don't know that about this man. You're not a drag racer. You don't know how this shit go. So as soon as I jump, let's say I got an arm drop type of situation. So as soon as I jump and I drag this man through there, you gonna pay this man? You don't know shit about drag racing. So you don't know that if this man leaves on me before I'm ready, he automatically loses. Or you don't know
Jim, stop right there. What do that have to do with the promoter, though? Was he paying him?
I'm about
that?
To tell you, D.
The promoter not paying him?
But D, the promoter is the person who is throwing the event, man. So that's a person that's 9.5 times out of 10 doing payouts, which means if you don't have a DP,
that's
man,
not true,
the answer, hold on, D. So that's going to come down to that promoter having to make that decision. Man, I've seen it happen too many times, D.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Let me tell him one thing.
Hey, Jeremiah, one day next week, I'm going to get you on the phone with Famika. Famika might have, she ain't had no race cars, but she a promoter down south, a damn good one. They call her Queen of the South. I'm going to get you on there and let you ask her how many questionable calls she made or how many times she been the DP person and all that shit and made the payout and tell her that. And people going to laugh in your face and say, man, that woman will do everything she said she going to do or any of that.
You know it's not true.
Okay, I don't have, listen, you all. I don't have no problem with talking to that wonderful young lady about that. What I'm saying is this right here again. She may be a unicorn, man. Let's not get away
from
the fact
that,
let me tell you what my daddy. Hey, listen, man, my daddy is from Jackson, Mississippi. My daddy tells me, he says, even the sun would shine on a dog's ass once in a while. She may be the person that is being shined on in that situation, but I'm telling you, in a home, man, in a whole state, you are not going to come and just throw an event out of the blue and motherfuckers come fuck with you. Because if that's the case, every fly by night promoter.
You mixing apples with oranges. He mixing apples with pears because what you just said don't have a hill of beans to do with whether a promoter has a car. He's raising his event. A promoter not having a car raising his event, man. That doesn't have a hill of beans to do with it, and you know it don't.
I got a question. Is Willie Dawg still on the phone? Willie Dawg, you still on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. All right, so Larry, I got a question for you all. Now, we just said that, what's his name, that throws the event in Florida. What you say his name is again? I don't remember.
Baldy White.
All right, so I got a question. I just have one question. Does Baldy have a race car?
Yeah,
the lizard.
He got several race cars.
I got one question for you, dog, and I'm going to ask dog. I don't want nobody else to intervene. Dog, so Baldy has a race car, right?
Yes, he got a race.
At Baldy's event, I have a question. Does Baldy's car go down at his event?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is this right here. So you got a lot of people. I don't know what Baldy has. Baldy may have a pro mod. But guess what? People are looking to see Baldy's car go down the track. They want to see Baldy make a shakedown. They want to see Baldy. What's the other boy name with the black Mustang, man? He got the son to drive his car now. That throws the event. The dark skin guy. Yeah, he's a tuner as well. Is it Mike Hill or?
What's the point we're trying to make? The point I'm saying is this right here.
A person that is not engaged, that is not a businessman and understand the art of the fan, their event is not going to be as successful, Willie Dawg, as somebody that has that trifecta, dog.
Who's to measure the amount of success, first of all?
That don't have a hill of beans to do with the question, though, Jeremiah.
No, it's not.
You know it's not. The question at hand was a man. Here's how it started right here. It started because you stated out your mouth that I don't want to throw no names, but I'm trying to name names. A man that's promoting a race and not racing his car at his race would not be as successful as a man that's promoting a race and racing at his race. I just didn't want to call no name. And that's the biggest mess ever been said, man. I'm the only one that may be hollering back at you, but everybody on this phone know that don't make drunk sense.
That's not true because you got some people in my messages saying different right now. I just want to put them on black.
send me one. I'm not that type of person.
So I promise you, I'm not doing that because I ain't gonna never mess with my relationship with you. But it's so ironic that people understand what I'm saying.
Hey, can I ask my daddy a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask my daddy one question? Man, why are you arguing with somebody about their opinion? You ain't even arguing about nothing. That's what don't make sense to me.
Ask my son to get back out the way and let me do what I'm doing.
That's crazy, man.
So again,
no argument. This is a
discussion. No, it's me and D good. All I'm saying is
drunk mess.
Hey, dog. All I did was I made a comment.
My car at my event has nothing to do with whether my event gonna be successful or not.
That I'm not just speaking on that. I want to look at the whole
that was
road.
The question, though. That
what
was
I'm
saying.
Okay, so if that's the question, I still stand on by what I say. I'm not wavering on what I say. I stand on the fact that a person who has a vehicle that throws an event. Why the fuck do I want to? Why am I overly joyed to come to your event other than just the camaraderie? But you not engaging in what you promoting. You don't even believe. That's like a nigga to sell dope. You don't believe in the dope you sell, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, Key. I'm glad you said that. Do it really matter who throws the event?
As long as you seeing what you want to see.
You got that right.
I don't care what event that thought that dope right there. That's the one I want to be at.
This is just said, though, Flop. He said that's like the dope man not believing in his own dope. So I guess every dope man that sell dope got to use it.
You do have to believe in the product that you're selling, man. How can you sell a product that you don't believe in?
Lord, how much?
Come on, man.
Hey, if you don't use it, then what you got to do? Take somebody's word for it then, huh?
You do got to test it. You got to take their word for it. Hey, there's some good shit you got.
I don't know. You get way off into something I don't know about. I was just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's leave that alone.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, he said a tester
going to tell him there's some good stuff you got. The people that come through that gate going to tell that promoter was he got a good event or not. Was he running his car out of that truck or not? That ain't going to make no difference.
I'm not saying he won't have a good event. Listen, man, you got to understand that you can have a good event, but that's like having a good ass motor in your car. You can have a 4-second motor in your car, but you can't get that bitch past 550, man. So what does it mean that you got a 4-second motor in the car? I'm just making an analogy that everybody will understand, man. Who the fuck says you can say? Man, I got a 4-second motor in my car. Bitch, you can't get out the sixes, so what the fuck does it matter, nigga?
Damn. I agree with you on that. I think everybody on the phone would agree with what you just said, but what that guy is doing with the motor racing is kind of out of track.
You can have a way better program if you change tools. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a guy to come on and say, hey, well, listen, man, this is what happened, man. He got you backed up 2 degrees, but you need to actually put them 2 degrees in there, and then what we going to do is we going to change this right here, man. We going to retard you right here.
But if you don't know how to tune, you don't know what's going on no way.
Oh, man.
Got to take somebody's word.
I'm glad you just said that. So what happens is
take somebody's word.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I like what Mister just said, because there's no need to really argue.
All I did last night was, listen, man,
Bond's event was successful to the magnitude that it was successful because that man, he races his car. He's out there. He's in these different cities. He's in these different states. You had people that would have never
But you just said out of town don't mean nothing. Come on, man. Look at
again,
how
you have to. Go back to what I originally said. It's a recorded show. I said, if you going out of town, listen, if you going out of town, those
I know what you did,
Jim, I still want, I know you do, I know you do. Those out-of-towners are still going to look at you as being something greater than what your home may look at you as being.
So they're going to follow you back. So when they see you there, they're going to say, hey, man, you had guys from Detroit, Michigan, that was at 41 that would normally never come to 41 for nobody else's event.
So glad I live in Memphis.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Fellowship.
They was over there a few years ago, Jeremiah. Last year, something was over there.
Hey,
and,
Jeremiah.
And Big Sam raised it. Big Sam didn't run it.
Jeremiah. Hey,
yeah,
Jeremiah.
I'm back. My bad. Yeah, I'm back.
We do have a car, an event owner's car, that do run down that track every year, but it's not recognized because it's not being announced as what it is. The event owner car that goes down that track every year is Mudbone. So we do have an event on the car go down that track. The event ain't only Big Sam event. It really started off as a clocked off event with Leroy. Leroy paid half the bill. And it's only talked about under the name of Big Sam. But we do have Mudbone go down the track. We also had a Blue Malibu go down the track and others that represent clocked off. But it turned into True Roots, and it ain't shit going down there that represent True Roots. So I just wanted to correct that.
I like what you just said, Eddie. I like what you just said. So what happens is the face of the Clocks Off event merged with True Roots. So True
No,
Roots
it didn't merge. And let's get it right. It wasn't merged. It was wiped the fuck out.
Okay.
So let's get that right, okay? It didn't matter.
Damn, Eddie. Jesus Christ. So okay, so that was wiped out. So the face of the what you
Don't
are
this
of,
again.
What, of what Leroy is a part of is a part of the True Grudge factor because Leroy has stake inside of that game. But the face of True Grudge is Sham. That's all I'm saying. Because he's the person that's on a talk show, that has a talk show every Thursday promoting other people to race. So, it only befits that a person that has that platform is also not just a owner of the platform, but he's also a user of that platform. So all I'm saying is, if you get out here and you talking about me in a negative way about not racing the actual platform and you're not racing, how the fuck can you say something to me about it? So now I'm going to turn around and shine the light back on you and say, as a businessman, I know factually, if I sat down and put my mind to throwing a race, I would have a race, possibly by my second race, that would be the magnitude of Vaughn's race. No questions asked.
But you can't do that because you would be a fly-by-night promoter, and we'll be saying why you doing the race.
Listen. What you got to understand, I took and put damn near 300 people on the fucking street, man. I had the street looking like an event. What do you think I'm going to do if I have a track and a real platform, knowing what I know how to make an event work?
But you ain't been doing it, Jeremiah. You're a city worker.
The streets can't relate to the track because if you say you got a race on the street, you get a million motherfuckers out there on the street. That you get them out there on the street before you get them at the track.
Yeah, because they don't got to pay to get up, come on the street.
There you go.
They got to pay to come in the track.
Watch this, Charlie. If you recall, though, Mike Verdino and them, they charged to come on that street for their race.
I don't know about it. I wasn't there.
Hell yeah.
So
hell
what?
Yeah, man.
You going to charge somebody to come on the streets?
Just a bunch of suckers.
Hey, Flop, if I'm lying, I'm dying, bro. They charged them people.
I ain't lying either. Bunch of damn fools.
I'd call the police on their ass.
Hey, but look, kid. Let me tell you how they did.
Yes,
and this is where, kid. Somebody did. And that's the funny part. Somebody did though because they felt like y'all was both. But what they did, kid.
Water
hey, kid.
All
let
over
me
the street.
Hey, hold on, Hold on, D. Let me tell y'all how they did it, though. So they hid the location. So we have four streets out here between Doty, Joliet, and then there's two other roads that I'll leave undisclosed, right? So they left it to where if you told somebody or you pulled up with somebody that was not already on the scene, you had to pay, right? So they made it.
What happened to the integrity?
There was no integrity.
People to come on a public road. Yeah, okay.
There was no integrity. And that's the phone call that I got blocked where these guys start asking me again, hey, man, when you going to throw another event, bro? So I'm working with or two, bring an AO28 to their event. Because, like, I'm telling the promoter or two that I'm speaking to is this right here. You will see a whole different demographic of people that has not normally come to our event because they know the structure of the AO28 and that it has integrity behind it. So, no, that's kind of how that goes. But, I mean, it's a good event. But all I'm saying is this right here. If you're a promoter, just like seeing I'm a leader, man. I'm not a leader that just calls shots. That's not a leader. A person that just calls shots, that's a dictator. That's not a leader. I'm a leader, which means I get down in the trenches and I work with you. I show you how to do it. I lead by precept and example. All I'm saying is you got promoters that's not leading by precept and example. Then you have other promoters that's not showing common courtesy. Whether they fly by night or they
fuck
stay
common
there,
courtesy.
They're not
ain't
showing
no
common courtesy. That's the problem with our people. That there's no integrity. That's why.
No. Don't say our people.
We
don't say our people because drag races engulfs everybody.
But you know what? It's quite funny you should say that, Flop, because you don't see a lot of the Caucasian brothers running into the problems that we run into. I wonder why.
Well, now you make. First, it was a North-South. Now it's integrity. Now it's a racial issue. God damn. Anybody want to buy a Camaro?
Flop, you brought it up. Anybody want to buy a Cutlass? I got one, too, for $12.5. When you said what you said, Flop, I had to rebut what you said because, again, I didn't make it about racial, but you said we the only – I mean, you took something I said, you threw it back at me. And I just had to say that we are the only people that seem like – and I'll use the term seem – it seems like we run into these issues. It seems like Caucasians do their events.
No matter,
guess what? They ain't got
to
worry. Very intellectual person. I always listen to what I say. I think out what I say before I say it. It's up to you to be intellectual enough to accept it and understand
it. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to never accept it if it's bullshit. I call it as such.
Well, I mean, what you don't understand most times is bullshit.
Right. Well, I also adapt the philosophy, agree to disagree, and I could talk to you for hours and we could be in a disagreement for days in a conversation. But in the end, I'm going to make my own decisions, and that's just what the people are going to do. We try to influence them one way or the other, but in the end, they have freedom of choice. If they want to go to Wendy's, they go to Wendy's. If they want to go to Burger King, they go to Burger King or McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Same way that if Jeremiah Flop and Kid got a race on the same day, they going to wherever the fuck they want to go. And it ain't nothing about, goddamn it, that Kid did, but goddamn he advertised better or he threw something that was more appealing to that individual. That they said, hey, I'm going over here to Kid's race, or I'm going to Jeremiah's race, or I'm going to Flop's race.
Hey, bro, Flop.
People have
hey,
a choice.
Fly.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro, Fly. Quick question for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
And behind everything you just said, what him having, what Kid having a race car got to do with it?
Mm-hmm. Shit, nothing.
Okay, so I got a question for you, Flop, and this is just a realistic question. I think you and myself are both, I think we're both foodies, right? I think we both love a good meal, right? So, Flop, are you going to go to, okay, so I own a restaurant and Skin owns a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to culinary art school to master a specific craft, as where Skin just had enough money just to open up a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I know the actual formula how to fix a for how to fix this particular deal. That's where Skin is just trusting somebody else that may or may not have a degree in that field to fix the same meal. My question to you is this. Whose restaurant are you going to?
I'm going to go to which one. First of all, me, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm going to try both of them. I'm going back to whichever one tastes the best to me. I don't give a fuck about the degrees or who's cooking. Because I got a spot. I'm going to say this. It's some spots around Memphis in the hood over in South Memphis called South Memphis Grocery. Best fucking hamburger in the city.
Hey, Jeremiah, just because you know how the formula is to throw together a good race don't mean you're going to get the people in there. If you throw a race, say for instance, you throw a race in Memphis and flop throw one, who race you think they're going to come to the most?
I think you missed the analogy, dog. The analogy is not that of that. It's that of someone who is actually active in the craft that they are a part of. It's not that. I don't want to get off of what I said, and I'd like to come back because sometimes some people will mistake what I say. It's the idea is a person that is active in the craft. So dog, if I'm a chef by nature and I open up a restaurant, I'm active in my craft. I'm not just barking orders. I'm actually involved in my craft saying, hey, listen, presentation is everything. Why? Because when I went to culinary art school, they showed me that this is how we prepare this meal right here. Now, you have some people that have allergies, so because of the allergies, we can't put this. You follow what I'm saying with that dog? That's all I'm saying. A person that is more inside of something. Go ahead. Yeah. That's all I'm saying, dog, just so there's no discrepancy.
Hey, dog, again, that was not the original heading topic. Concept of the question. The originality of this question was one own a race car and run his car at his event, one own a race car and don't race his car at the event. The one that do not race his car at his event will not be as successful as the ones that do. And that don't make drunk sense. I don't care what nobody says.
Okay, so let me say this then.
Hold on, Jim. The question was supposed to dog. Hold on a second.
I got it. I hear y'all.
Are you still there? I think D's gone. All I'm trying to say is this right here. And maybe I worded it wrong on yesterday. So for the people, let me word it this way. A person that engages in the actual sport is more apt to have a better result in what they do than a person that is not active in that sport. Can I just say that and be done with it? Because I don't want to go through the antics of getting stuck on one thing. That's all I'm saying. So somebody that's putting in work at home, Vaughn is going down south. So his record to me does not mean anything about down south, but the down south people they will respect the name of Vaughn. I respect the name of Vaughn because of what I've seen him do here in Chicago, who I've seen him fuck up at home. So I'm a fan because of what I've seen on the home front. Dog is a fan of what he's seen in his state that man did. So once you put all that into the melting pot, I can't wait for our fearless leader to come back home and we can see him do something here. Now, the people that he touched and affected down south is going to say, well, man, look, we're going to follow this cat because we want to see what he's doing in his own home state. Man, that's all I'm saying. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no smoke. That's all I'm saying.
Jeremiah, that make good sense what you said. But imagine this, Jeremiah. I don't race my car at my event, but I got Tony Bynes, I got Wick, I got Dog, I got 6 Mile Randy. I got Lil Will, I got Kimo, Wally Kimo, I got Bertram, I got Chuck, I got Dunye, I got all these big names that might be.
You don't throw that shot there, D?
But I had to get it.
I didn't hear you say Cushman, bro, D. You ain't say Cushman.
Hey, he threw that shot,
man. I got to have Cush there.
Oh, man, not Cush.
I don't race at my event now, but I'm not racing my event. But Vaughn going to throw a race. And Vaughn gonna have I won't say all, but most of everybody just saying he gonna have at his event. our race is going to be 3 months apart. Do you think my race will be as successful as my race will be?
No, I don't believe it will be.
Well, Jeremiah.
Hold on. Let him tell what was stopping. What was stopping?
Okay. So, again, you brought in 6 or 7 names.
You brought all of what we believe to be the heavy hitters in.
You brought them all in.
I just threw some names out there, Jeremiah.
Okay, let's just say
I brought in the heavy hitters. I brought the Rock in. I brought the Tony Bynes in. I brought the Salty in. I brought
Joseph Wills.
I got Mario.
Since you want me
to use names, I brought all them guys to my event.
Okay.
But Vaughn turned around 3 months later and brought the same guys to his event, minus a few names that I named.
Okay.
Do you think my race would be as successful as Vaughn's?
The question is, and my answer to that was no. But then I want to ask you a question, D.
You went by school, so you never answer a question with a question.
No, I answered your question. I said no, D.
Okay.
I said no. I don't believe that event will be as successful as the one that we're getting ready to talk about. So now I'm going to ask you a question so I have a better understanding. When we talk about success with a race event, are we speaking of locked-in grudge races that actually happen? Or are we speaking of successful gate money? That's all
okay,
I'm asking. Are we talking about the success of the gate? What are we talking about?
Okay, let me ask you a question. How can anyone in a finite mind try to say they're going to base their race success on grudge races that took place? Because you can have 25 booked and only 2 can get off. Or you can have 25 booked and 30 can take place.
Let me answer that question, and then it's going to go both ways. Let me answer that question. If D gated race first, and then Vaughn gated race second, it all depends on how successful D race was. If D race was a success, and then we had some people still want to see some more shit going on, then Vaughn race would be most successful. But if we had a flop on D race, we could have a flop on Vaughn's race with the same people.
But see, here's the thing, though.
If you go to a race looking for a race, you got the wrong reasons to go on.
But what I'm saying is, if they go to a race, and me and Flop was the highlight. Okay, if I whoop Flop ass and then we want to see it again, then quite naturally, if anybody want to see it again, Vaughn got the same race as his race, people going to come see it. That's what I mean by the success at the first and the second. You can't never determine on that because you don't know how the first one's going to go.
But, though, the whole point I'm driving home is that what me racing or not racing in my car that my event had to do with it.
That won't have nothing to do with it.
Hey, I'm gonna throw one more big fact in. One more big fact in. Can't none of us speak on another person's success term as successful. They might not make a fucking dime, but they got to see the smile on Willie Dawg's face because he saw Brother D. Mister was glad to see Flop. Kid was glad to see Skin. And that's all they cared about. That's a success to them.
I like what you said, Flop, but let's talk from a business aspect. What you're saying is from a camaraderie. I'm here to see Flop. I'm glad I got to see him. From a business prospect,
I don't give a damn if that damn race get off and then nobody like shit to go on. If I got a bunch of money, if I made a bunch of money from a business prospect, I'm okay.
But business, hold on, Jeremiah.
Let's speak all facets of business. What if my business was that I got a whole bunch of money and my tax preparer said, you need to find a way to fuck off $50,000 for the year end?
I'm fucking it off because I'm seeing, but I'm happy because I'm fucking it off to put me where I need to be on paper for the tax purposes. But I'm glad because I see Willie Dawg, D, Mr. Kid, and every motherfucking body happy because they together. So again,
okay,
we
that's
can't
cool.
Finish
fine and dandy
for others.
Fine and dandy. Let me go here.
So what Mr. said made sense just a while ago. Why are we arguing about another man's opinion about what he think about a race? I think that's what Mr. said earlier.
But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this, dog. Anybody that really do business on this phone, that really know business, they understand business is in two parts. Yes, the money is the motive, but at the end of the day, what your product represents is the second part of the twofold of business. Because if you do throw an event that had 30 locked-in grudge races and 28 of them got off, man, you are going to be the motherfucking phenom in your city. If you had, like, I went to Baldy's in an event. Man, they had, like, 50 or 60 grudge races.
Because it flopped with the see them two races that didn't get off.
Yeah.
The two flop wanted to see. But flop got to that race wasn't for shit.
Right. Willie Dawg, the most popular person out there. That race wasn't shit.
I agree with that.
He's going to have 10,000 people agree with him.
Right. So that's personal preference, Flop. I agree with that point. But what I'd like to look at, I don't like to look at things from a pessimistic point of view. I like the optimistic point, which means to me, I got to look at the whole investment.
You being a pessimist when you make the statement about a man not having a car. Not racing this car.
So, again, my thought process is still going to be the same with that. That a person like myself is going to look at you and I'm going to be like, man, how the fuck you pushing True Grudge or this and you ain't grudging?
I got a question for you, Jeremy. I got a question for you. If that's how you feel, why do you go?
First of all, because I support the sport. I love the sport.
I'm just asking.
So I love, not only, listen to this, not only do I love the sport of grudge racing, but I support each and every individual in what they do. That's like Sham had a bowling event, right? Watch this. Sham never called me and say, hey, Jeremiah, make sure the tree is there. He never called and said that. And he never has to call. If I'm sick and can't make it, Sham, have somebody come pick the tree up.
Mm-hmm.
I love the story.
Since y'all used the knowledge of Mike Hill earlier, Mike Hill, one of the successful promoters around here, and for as all
thank
y'all
Jesus.
Know, he never had no damn car. He never had no damn car.
I told him that last night, but Mike Hill, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this. Dog, I want to ask you a question without anybody interjecting. Dog, has Mike Hill ever done anything?
Yeah. Has he ever done anything? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, wait a minute.
Jeremiah,
Jeremiah, you shooting at one individual, but let me show you what that individual has done. I'm talking about Big Sham. Big Sham, whether he raced or not, he done managed to assemble the goddamn racers at the end of the year for a bowling party and awards banquet. He do all kind of shit. He keep them in tune with the Mexico races, with his videography, everything. So he's a fucking contributor.
He got the longest ongoing rental at motherfucking 41 of anybody that's been throwing races.
Right.
He got to know of any fucking
hey, Von,
body.
Hey, Von. Hey, Von.
Yeah.
Big bro,
yeah.
Only thing we keep driving home is that he making, and he my man, he know he is, but he making dumb drunk sense. And what he tried to do, he tried to change
no,
it up
I'm
tonight.
No, I'm taking Sam's name
but
all the way down
he,
south.
He,
that's
he
what
tried
I've
to
done
change
today.
Up tonight,
well, let's keep going.
Bro Flop just got out of my head because he's saying that by him not racing at his event, his event could never be as successful as another event. And I, every time he said it, I'm going to tell him the same thing. It don't make drunk sense. Like Dog just said, he didn't know Mike Hill didn't have a car. Mike Hill ain't raised a car in 100 years.
Not since the 10-5 days.
You racing a car at your event has nothing at all, 0% to do with whether your event will be successful or not. It don't make drunk sense, man. And that's why I asked him to send me one of them text messages. He my man, 100.
Hey, but you know I would never do that, though. I ain't,
he
you know.
He my man, but he know what he's saying.
Same way, whatever me and you
doing,
talk about, I would
what,
never
what he's doing
never
is,
do that.
He's good slanging S.J.M., and I understand that. He want to draw some I understand that. But don't come on this. Shut up, D.
Yeah, shut up, D. Hey, y'all got to understand.
Lord, how much?
Y'all got to understand. But one thing you better know, everybody down south about to want to know who the fuck Sham is if they don't know him. You're welcome.
Oh, man. Not the big Sham.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, kid,
if I know
these
victims are, Jeremiah, 95% of everybody down south says they come up. They ain't coming to see Lowrider. They coming hoping I get whooped.
Oh, man.
You coming to see no car?
And, hey, and I'm going to say this. Big Sham, he done raced at his event because he got more than one car in his camp now.
So I don't know how much, but I know Sham just had a grudge
race a couple months back because him and Skin was doing it together against somebody, Tidy Bowl or something, I think it was, and he lost. But he was engaging, and I don't know if that was at his event or what the case may be. But he does race. He does promote racing. He does videography. He throws awards, banquets, and all of that. He's very in tune to the racing world.
Hey, let me
very
say this.
Synonymous in
too
the
good.
Racing
too
world of Chicago.
Hey,
so
that's
in 2022,
my
Big Shannon been
I
on my ass
for
25. I'm about
to let
go
of I made up a series of awards. It's called I Put On For My City Award, and that's why I gave Big Sam one of the awards because he keeps a lot of stuff going. And I don't even know how many people do that, but I gave Big Sam an award at my fucking race.
Not to mention,
hey,
he got
I'm
a blog
the,
talk
hey,
show
hey,
to keep the racers to promote their races.
Hey,
well, sound to me like you're not on the business aspect. You on some personal stuff.
Oh, hey, man.
Well, whatever it is. His name is down south. It's synonymous. At this point, Junction, you got people about to find
it's synonymous because Sham a good
request.
Dude.
Man, that's cool, man. I'm whooping your ass too, Flop. Now let's get to the bullshit.
Man, look, hey,
damn.
I'm just tired of talking.
Now.
Hey, somebody wake him up. He's dreaming.
Oh, Lord.
Let's get to the bullshit now.
Not tonight, Mayor.
Hey, D, you've been hollering for the last 45 minutes. It don't make drunk sense. I see who drunk now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, where you at? Hey,
I'm still here.
Where you at?
I'm here.
Do you not know where it's been synonymous in Chicago? We just found out on yesterday. Well, at least I just found out. Willie Dog, we have individuals that are in the drag racing world in Chicago, Willie Dog, that are invested in transgender prostitutes. We got a guy, I made a statement one day, you know, a conversation going on. I said, yeah, man, you know, you can easily be, tricked, man. I met a bitch, thought she was, you know, a girl, and come to find out, a bitch named Sydney Scott. Okay, cool. That's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
my brother called me, said, hey, man, that's one of them, right? Okay, cool, situation over. Well, Willie Dawg, we had a guy in Chicago that actually not only got caught, that was with a transgender, but he got caught by the police. And he was in a magazine in Chicago, Willie Dawg, for having been caught with his transgender.
What up, Flop?
Hey, kid. Do me a favor. Well, tell Jeremiah Willie Dawg's nickname in this racing shit. What's his name? What they call him?
Pedigrees.
The Godfather. Pedigrees. Man, do you think Dawg ain't abreast of everything that's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Dawg, all I'm saying is the race game is definitely changing. And we have to get these guys more and more. Maybe we need to have a coming out award for certain individuals with white.
Oh man, not the Diana Ross
from the West.
Not
side.
The Diana Ross.
Yeah.
See, here's one thing. He heard me and Josh Lowe.
Is it not the Diana Ross?
Man, don't miss much, man.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, Dawg, you can't. Year to date, I've never had nobody that's ever did anything to me that I wasn't able to get back at some point in time. So that man called me all kind of faggot bitches and told me I had a transgender. But he got caught with a transgender, and he actually called a case for it. Then I'm going to tell you the funniest part about it. Not only did he catch a case for it, but the motherfucker was out of jail inside of 10 hours. He had a Big Mac with extra cheese, bacon, and a medium.
Oh, man.
So I don't know.
Not to get out of jail, Carl.
I don't know how that go, Willie Dawg, where you come from, but, you know, it was four other niggas that got booked right after, you know, he had got back to the hood. So,
in other words, you said he's doing some snitching.
Oh, well, you said it. I'm just saying he had a Big Mac with extra cheese, bacon, and a medium fry. And I was talking
about a super fry. A large fry.
That's all I'm saying, Willie Dawg. I'm just saying, the nigga told me I was a faggot bitch and that my mama was his bitch. So I just thought, you know, hey.
Oh, man.
I would just remind everybody.
Now, did he have a Dr. Pepper, a Pepsi, or did he have a milkshake?
Now see, I read it.
I had a
baby
in my lap. And
that
daddy
give
me head. That's
the fuck I had.
Damn.
Boy, that
sound like a preacher.
Hey, man. And my
daddy giving him head. So we know you used to let niggas suck your dick, bitch.
We know your whole motherfucking family ain't never dick suckers. I let the daddy
talk
first.
Well, here we go, y'all. Here we go.
Hey, none of my
dog, you started this shit.
Fucking dick, but your bitch ass.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong.
I'm going to get my ice cream.
I want service. It's on your word. It's on your word. It's on your word. Whatever you want to do.
Don't you cut it off. Let it go.
You fucking bitch sucker. You probably had the sucker. You fucking bitch. You talking about the motherfucking transgender. You slick head bitch. You lost your motherfucking leg to a transgender in the dice game, bitch.
Let him go. He's going to come out of the closet. He's going to come out of the closet.
You put your motherfucking limb on it. It's a lateral. Bitch, you know they cut that shit off, bitch.
Oh, man. He wouldn't let my leg go.
You slick head, G-process head, motherfucker. You goo-wop, smelling breath, bitch. Let me tell you something.
Lord, have mercy.
What you want to do with that car?
Oh,
my
stereo, motherfucker, was getting ready to fuck your bitch ass.
Yeah, well,
your
I
fucking banging ass up.
I had to
go
ahead
and
fucking
do
it.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
You scary motherfucker.
Because I had something I
wanted
to say.
Everything
in that
motherfucker
on your
word.
I thought
this was a family show.
I don't know where they really is. They might be on the same line. I have to go look.
Preacher boy, hey, listen, man.
Hold on.
Preacher boy brought up racing, man. So what's up? He brought up racing. It's supposed to be about racing.
What you trying to do while you fucking dick, man? Tell me something real.
Vaughn, I thought this was a family show, Vaughn.
I'm finna give him this.
Hey, hold on. I can't hear you. What you say, preacher boy?
Oh,
got
man.
I haven't been on my dick. I'm it.
Oh.
Let's play a little bit.
Well, can y'all let Uncle Larry go in and do these unsets before y'all keep on going?
I'd have choked him out. He can't breathe.
No, I'm right here.
Yeah, let's play, bitch. You trying to talk sleep because you think, goddamn it, what you calling to talk sleep?
Okay.
I'm going to hate you and your mammy, bitch. Let's play a little bit.
Damn.
You
do some damn stuff. I'm talking to breaking now. I got that motherfucking boo boy. Beat your motherfucking ass. Let's see what you finna do for. Hey, listen. He got the back turn to clear. Let me see if you really want it. No.
Hey,
you got the back turn in the clear.
I thought
like
this was Passover.
I'm going to show you he had a clear.
Hey, I'm going to take the break in the clear from you.
Now,
I'm going to take the head of breaking the clear from
you. I told you what I'm going to give you, the back turn in the clear. Run for dear life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the head of breaking the clear from you. I'll take that.
Did I hear somebody say a park guest took one of the goddamn preacher boy legs?
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Hey,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You give my bitch
yeah.
a phone. No, I got right on the phone and gave my bitch some dick in her mouth. I gave the bitch
oh,
a back
Lord.
Tie in the clear. And she
no.
said he begging for
hey,
money.
Dog, you
gotta, he
hey,
did
dog,
get
you
no money.
Hey, dog, you got to check this faggot-ass nigga leg for termites, man. Hey, the bitch was in the dice game.
Well,
they told the bitch ran out
hey,
of money. They told
he worried about
bitch,
his
we
leg.
Don't want your
hey,
leg,
dog.
Motherfucker. And he had to give up that leg, motherfucker. Back to drag racing.
I'm gonna take the back tie
and the clear from you, man. I'm gonna take it from you.
You got it.
I'm gonna take the back tie and the clear from
you.
When you
want
to do? Hey, when
you get it? You got it. In 2 motherfucking weeks, I'm ready for action.
Sorry, just got a text message. Stick with the break in the clear. Sorry. Break in the clear. I'll take the break in the clear.
Hey, dog. That's
you.
Why I told you he's sucking deep. Didn't that bitch just say you got a text message? His mama on the
yeah,
clear.
I did.
That's the text message he just got. Now, if you want the break in the clear, tell him to put the eyes on the money. I'm going to show him be a real bitch. What's the odds on my money,
Preach,
bitch? You got
I'm going to take the break in the clear from you. I shouldn't be racing.
You
Preach,
got it.
I shouldn't
what's
be racing
the,
your
pro
mod with my street cop. Preach, I should
hey,
not
man.
Be racing
he
your pro mod with my
hey,
street cop.
No,
I'm
he was just
talking
like a Jason
from.
When I wasn't on the phone.
Right. Yeah.
I got a quick message. They called me quick.
Okay,
the odds on my money,
like
you got it. Dog, did you hear what I just said? He got it. What's the odds on my money? Put some odds on my money. You got it.
Preacher, I'm not putting no odds on your money, man.
Keep my dick in your mouth. Keep sucking my dick.
I'd rather be scary on the phone and want to run your head up, bro. It's all good. That's how you get
hey,
him
listen.
On the phone and want to run your head up.
I don't know why
you're
calling him. Hey, listen.
You talk,
I'm going to beat the
talking,
fuck out of him.
You talking to me. You talking to me. You talk to that
you
man, bro.
Talking.
With my
you was talking all that slick shit. They put me on the line.
I'm still talking that slick shit. But with my
you're
little street car, I'm going to take the break
listen,
and the clip from you.
You're begging.
You know what,
I
preacher,
gave
hey,
you something.
You, ain't, hey,
you
hey,
want
preacher.
More like a hoe.
I don't even want the
you,
clip.
You
I don't
want
even
more.
I'm going to take the back time to break.
You're
from
still begging. Put some odds on the money. You got
I'm
it.
I'm not begging.
I didn't say you didn't have
right
it.
Here. We
I
have
said,
two, eight preachers. We have two different cars and two different categories.
No, it's right.
I'm going to step up in category. I'm going to take the break. I'm going to take the back time to break from you, man.
Oh, please help me out. I said he got it. All he got to do is give me some odds on my money. He got it, dog. I'm charity.
Okay,
all that he's got to do is give me some odds
on my money. I don't think I can do nothing.
Hey, preacher.
Don't tell him, Eddie.
Hey, preacher, my 18. Hold on one second. Preacher, my 1800 to your 1600. There it is. I'm going to take the back tie and the break. There go your odds.
Give me a little better than that. You got it. I'm going to make you pay for it. You want it? I'm going to make you pay for it.
Hey, I'm on mute.
And listen, keep my name out of your mouth, little bitch. If you can't play the game right, fuck my dick, bitch. I'm going to show you hoes what time it is. You married with a gangster. Now I'm going to show you what it looked like. Now, Terrio, with his faggot ass, that came out the bushes, and I'm going to rape him.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, you know what, preacher? Hey, preacher, I'm going to take the back side of the clear from you the first day the track opens. Lock your faggot ass in, man. 5 on 1500. Let's go, man. I'm tired of you talking. Come on.
I said 2 weeks. I mean, not next weekend. The weekend after that.
Man,
you can't tell me shit. You can't tell me a motherfucking thing. You suck too much dick to tell me something. Now, get your mind right and come see me. Hey, dog,
I'm the baddest one-legged gangster
they ever seen. I'm the
one.
Now he want to go on me. Dog,
the bitch
told me.
I just told him I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it for the first day the fucking track open, man.
Dog, he was just talking about me like a motherfucking $2 hooker.
Hey, that bitch preacher born is saying that because he know everybody going to be down south in 2 weeks. He know everybody going
to
be down south. That's why he's saying that. That's why he's saying 2 weeks. That bitch ain't
going.
Okay, that makes sense, Shawty.
Hey, dog.
I am.
Hey, dog.
You know
you
all
going to
be down south.
Dog, it ain't going. Hey, dog. Damn, I ain't going nowhere. He going to be right here.
He know we
going to
be in Macon,
right
Georgia. He know we going to be in
Macon,
Georgia.
Hey, Willie Dawg, I'll see you in a couple weeks, man.
Listen,
I don't know what this motherfucker talking about. I'll see you in a couple weeks,
dog. Listen to this.
Well,
then
you know the week after that, we going to be in Steele, Alabama.
That's
why
he said that.
That's right. I'll be in Steele, Alabama. If he come down to Steele, Alabama with his car, I'm still going to get to him and beat his ass.
You know he ain't Janet Carter.
I'll be down there with you, dog.
You know he ain't Janet Carter.
Dog, I'll be down there with you. Then listen to this, then. I'm a freaky motherfucker, they say. So sooner we come back from Bobby Colry, and I'm going to beat his ass sooner we come back.
What do you need odds for? You just said the man got the back down.
Hey, let me explain something to you, dog. Hey, dog, listen to this. You see this bitch that's fucking down? He don't even have a car. He's sucking good dick.
Your mammy a bitch. Your mama a bitch.
Well, my mammy
is
my bitch. But your mammy be my mama being
when
a bitch.
You see me
do
what you
want to
do.
Your mammy told my mama what to do.
Your mammy should have killed your bitch ass when you were born. She should have twisted her leg up and broke your fucking neck. Bitch ass nigga. I beat
your
ass while
you
up here. I beat your ass while
you
up here. I beat your ass while you were here. Now what?
I got plenty of you.
I need some work. Get some motherfucker to run me, bitch. Get somebody to run me, bitch.
I love your bitch ass.
I bet you won't nobody put your ass behind
me. I'm
going to
show you what I want to do. I'm ready for action, bitch.
Well, hey,
it's prime time.
Thank me for getting you some action. You scared to go, though. They trying to lock your bitch ass in.
I'm
you talking about
go.
2 weeks. And you know everybody going to be down south. Man, get your bitch ass out
hey,
here,
bro,
nigga.
We got to come home.
You know
hey,
everybody
hey,
going to
hey,
be
hey,
down
hey,
south. Man, get
ain't
your boy ass out
bitch,
here.
We got to come home. When we get here,
No, we don't. Bitch, we might move down there, bitch. Well, nobody want to see you no more. Bitch, we might move down there.
You ain't moving nowhere, bitch.
Move down there. Listen, dog.
Who is that saying that? Who is that saying
that? Y'all keep him in the
woods. Who is that saying I ain't moving nowhere?
He ain't nothing but a dick sucking bitch. Keep him down there. Put his ass in there with the alligators or the horns.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
I bet y'all can prove you suck more dick than me.
Don't fucking
I bet y'all can prove you suck more dick than me.
That's the way I feel about a skin.
You want me to suck your dick because you sucking on them tranny dicks.
All you doing is whining like a bitch. You know why you whining like a bitch? Because all I do is fuck over you. Yeah.
I bet y'all can prove that you suck more dick than me.
You can't prove shit. I'm fucking over
you. Lying
every
dick.
Time you turn out.
That's all you do
I'm
is suck
you,
dick.
Bitch.
You call and you want to know how fast somebody's cargo. What
every
kind of motor in your car?
You
got it all,
myself,
but guess what?
I'm your nightmare,
you can't
bitch.
Spin it, though. You can't spin it.
Why not? I'm spinning it every day. I'm spinning it every
you
day.
You ain't bought shit. You ain't bought nothing. What you bought?
Hey,
you ain't bought
hey,
that no. damn thing,
no.
bitch.
Yes,
I got a
race car. I hear you.
I hear
you.
The
man ain't bought nothing, dog. The man ain't bought
nothing.
Whatever
the fuck I want to do,
dog. Hey, the bitch. Hey, the bitch go and carry your restaurant begging for some free food, you bitch motherfucker.
I'll be right
you
go
and carry your restaurant begging for something for free. You don't pay for shit.
Oh, Lord.
Bitch motherfucker. Fuck is you talking
hey,
about? Spinning me, bitch.
And God
not
win,
not
bitch,
the free food.
Man, every time that bitch go
hey,
in there, you want something for free. Hey, he tried to get hey, Terrio wasn't there. He tried to get the rubbers and let him up in there. Let him in the back.
Hey, man.
Let me get your bitch ass
hey,
out of here, nigga. You dick sucking,
hey,
bitch.
Come on with
that.
Hey, dog. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Hey, dog.
Hey, dog.
Hey, dog. Come down there.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, here
go.
I'm
going
to
get Terrio
ass out
of here. I'm
going to get Terrio ass out of here. Terrio restaurant and paid for something. That bitch be in there begging
dog.
Like a bitch.
Did you hear me, dog?
I hear you. Y'all got to keep
your
mouth
shut.
Hey, dog, listen.
God.
Okay.
That's what bitch ass do it, bitch. Hey, bitch,
dog,
when
hey,
I see you, I'm going to give you a cup
dog.
Full of calm, bitch. Drink that and think it's milk, bitch. That's
yeah,
all
yeah.
you do is drink calm, you pussy bitch, motherfucker.
Hey,
man, who
I
that you going on with, bitch?
Bitch ass, bitch,
no,
boy,
no.
This nasty ass. I'm going to call that bitch, man. As soon as
hey,
I
dog.
See that bitch,
he
I'm going to shoot nut on him. As soon as I see that bitch.
Hey,
you know how you, and you know how before
hey,
you go in that pussy, and you nut real quick, before you get in there, I'm going
to
nut on that bitch leg. You pussy motherfucker.
God.
Yeah.
You want to
drive BP and call all that bitch? I'm going to stop you from driving that. Better hurt if you don't drive.
Oh, man.
This car. You jealous?
Better hurt if you don't drive and pop.
How long you been holding that in, shorty?
I bet you don't drive any quicker than you, bitch. You pussy motherfucking dick-sucking, pie-licking
bitch.
You a
pie-licking
bitch. You a pie-licking bitch. You played in the Titanic, bitch. You played in the Titanic. Didn't even get paid, you pussy thieving bitch motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Bitch, you ain't
what?
Nothing but a motherfucking race thief. You ain't no cop.
How long you been,
a race thief.
How long you been holding that in, shorty?
Man, that bitch a thief.
Damn.
I stole your mama fucking, bitch.
Hey.
She was fucking
hey.
My teeth when I stole it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
When
uh-huh.
I stole it.
Uh-huh.
Now, hey, y'all.
Uh-huh.
I'm falling on mute.
I know you're
Lord,
a pussy ass because your mammy just called you pussy, bitch. That's why you're going on
damn.
Now. Your mammy just called you pussy, motherfucker.
I hear you.
I'm a
I thought
you
was going on you, your nasty bitch. I thought that bitch was going on you, pussy, motherfucker.
Lord,
have mercy. My name in his mouth. Don't even keep my name in his mouth.
Hey, bitch, get them rushes out your leg, you nasty bitch. Get the roaches out your head, bitch. I bet you every motherfucker on the phone ain't seen a roach in 20 years. If they look at your nasty ass man, bitch, they see the maggots come out there, motherfucker.
Oh, man, not the maggots.
Oh, Lord.
Your nasty bitch. Your mammy didn't want to ran your bitch ass over on Highway 55, you nasty bitch.
Lord have mercy. Not the double nickel.
Your mammy was in that 18-wheeler, bitch, that knocked your motherfucking leg off, bitch.
You gonna say my name?
Come on, shorty.
Your mammy was in the back fucking that 18-wheeler driver sucking his dick, and he ran your bitch ass over, bitch. You couldn't make it to the back, my nasty bitch.
Come on, shorty.
Your bitch is my bitch. Hey, what y'all keep hollering? Come on, sir. That's my bitch. I'm his pimp. And don't y'all forget it.
Hey,
now,
hey,
I'm going on pause
with my hoe. Hey, you nasty bitch. And your second nasty ass hoe one took pick your leg up and put your bitch ass in the helicopter.
Oh, man.
Come on,
Shorty. Damn.
You done?
That bitch ugly than a motherfucker. Good God.
Oh,
life.
Man.
I'd rather have your leg than the bitch you was fucking, you nasty
you
bitch.
Come on, shorty.
Man, that okay. Bitch was a hey, kid. I'd fuck you
me.
First. I'd turn gay before I fuck you.
Damn.
You
come
nasty
on,
bitch.
No.
I'm a motherfucker. Hey, kid.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, kid. You saw when we was at 41? Preacher boy had his bitch there, and you was there. I took you to the room. Come on, kid.
Hang up and call me, Uncle
Larry.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
That bitch can't get in the car with me. Y'all know I only like certain people in my car. You nasty bitch. You and your bitch couldn't get in the car with me, you nasty motherfucker.
Damn.
Fucking
that
you
is so
about.
Disrespectful.
The only reason why, your right foot don't stink because the bitch ain't real. You nasty, stinking
man.
Damn.
You bitched up two ways.
Lord have mercy.
You got one shoe narrow and one fat. You fat foot, nasty, stinking pussy motherfucker.
Come on, shorty. Throw the towel in, preach. Throw the towel in, preach.
Yeah.
That nasty bitch better see this little nasty ass down, you fat fuck.
Damn.
Phony chain wearing bitch.
Oh,